proud owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure-Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
My fellow alphas, we are officially commencing our weekly conversational maneuver, where we enjoy and discuss all things alpha, be it cigars, spirits, delicacies, diversions, dames, politics, current events, worldly events. We are very intelligent, as you all know. We can talk about a multitude of subjects, and we do. When you go to a cigar lounge or you go to have a spirit with some fellow alphas, you discuss what is currently taking place in the world, whether it's sports, business, politics, news. We are far smarter and far superior than beta males. This we know. This we do not apologize for. So for the next 2 hours, buckle your seatbelts and get ready for alpha male pleasure maneuvers. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the climate change wackadoodles. It is your five-star commanding general and global alpha male in chief, right in center, Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City, where I am surrounded by thousands of magnificent cigars, fantastic spirits, incredible delicacies, and of course, the lovely bodacious dames in the harem. We are politically incorrect, and we are damn proud of it. There are three genders that all you need to know about if you are a listener to this program. Three genders. Forget all these nonsensical made-up genders you hear, cisgender, quadrigender, trigender. No, no, no. There's three genders. Male, female, and the third one, Sergeant Steve, have you been paying attention?
Freak.
Correct. You are correct. It is very simple. Male, female, freak. In fact, I had someone earlier on social media, I think last week, somebody was talking about various genders, and the guy responded saying, hey, you just needed to listen to what Cigar Dave has to say. There's only three genders, male, female, and freak. MFF. That's all you got to worry about. That's all you have to memorize. We are proud to be alpha males, and it is a pleasure, a delight. Before we continue on to discuss what is going on with, or what took place with, the British parliamentary elections yesterday, we go across the pond, I should say, yes, fantastic, to Mick the Brit, the colonel in charge of the European Theater of Operations based in the United Kingdom, who is joining us now from the Brexit Situation Room in his man cave. Mick, in your honor, we play God Save the Queen. Hey, what happens when the prince becomes king? Is it God Save the King?
Probably, yes.
I don't know.
What do you mean probably? You're British. Should you not know this?
I'm not a constitutional expert, General, and I'd have to speak to one of those first before giving an affirmative answer.
Mick, by the way, in terms of the monarchy, it's over.
Yeah.
It's done.
I know.
Prince Charles, yeah. It's over. He doesn't. The handwriting is on the Buckingham Castle wall. It is over. When Queenie goes, bye-bye. I'm telling you right now, there's a backlash from what I hear in Britain that people have lost faith in the monarchy. They think it is a waste of time. You're about the only one, Mick, that thinks it's great to devote your hard-earned tax dollars so the Queen and her royal family can live in luxury.
A dollar. And, all the thousands of people that visit the palaces, particularly Buckingham Palace, to watch changing of the guard, etc., the thousands of people that come and observe that, they're going to want the demise of the royal family here.
Mick, you can still have Buckingham Palace and the changing of the guard just without having to pay for the lifestyles of the royalty.
General, even royalty had to play their part yesterday when Boris Johnson. Oh, by the way, have you noticed the Russians interfered with our general election? We've now got a prime minister with a Russian name.
Yes, interesting you mentioned this, Boris. In fact, my understanding is Boris and Natasha, his girlfriend, Russian espionage agents. In fact, I'm going to get to story later on in show, talking about Glenn Simpson, Peter Frisch, the two enemies of America, in charge of global fusion GPS, which created fictional Trump dossier. Now they are saying Britain needs own Mueller report on Russian interference. They can't accept the fact that the libs got their asses handed to them. Boom!
Yes.
They got
whacked and smacked, Mick.
Yes, indeed, General. So we are in celebratory mood that the Conservatives, Boris, get Brexit done, are in power.
Well, there was I watched all last night into the wee hours of the morning, and it went all night on the BBC, and I watched Sky News coverage. The Conservative Party, led by Boris Johnson, the current Prime Minister, they picked up, I believe, 55, 60 seats. Jeremy Corbyn, the anti-Semitic, anti-American prick, Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party got their tuchuses handed to him big time. I think they lost 75, 79 seats. Conservatives, 43% of the vote, Labour, 32%, and the SNP, the Scottish National Party, 3.9%, the Lib Democrats, 11.6%. Now, the Lib Democrats, do they ally themselves with the Labour Party?
They have done, General, yes. Although they want to be their own party in their own right, yes. They're like Labour. They're sort of fairly liberal. You see, the Labour Party, they were really the blue-collar workers, people like myself. That was what they had, the backing of the unions, and, you know, they were there for the workers. But they're not that anymore, General, and people have said enough. So much so, yesterday, it was seismic. There were areas, little tiny mining villages that have fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers had always voted Labour. It turned blue, conservative blue, yesterday for the first time. That is how seismic the election was yesterday. And to equate, it would be like Donald Trump turning California from red or from blue to red. You know, it would become a republic state.
Now, I should say that in Britain, the conservatives are known as blue, the liberals red, whereas in the United States, the Democrats are blue and the Republican red. We say red state, blue state. It is the opposite. So conservative blue. Now, I thought this is amazing. The way it works in Britain, I did not realize this. I know they have every precinct. We have, for example, congressional districts where people run for the House, and then the states have, obviously, two senators. A little different because it's a parliamentary system, a unicameral legislature in the UK. But here's what's interesting, is that as opposed to the United States, where basically the head of the Secretary of Elections or the Commissioner of Elections in a particular county, and then it's certified by a state Secretary of State, the results just come out. There's nobody basically speaking the results. They're just generated by computer. It comes out, you know, in a main center. But in Britain, every single precinct or district, they actually count the votes at the district level. So it doesn't go to like a big, like we have counties here, but it doesn't go to a higher authority, if you will, in Britain. And all the candidates are at the hall where the votes are being counted, where there's one person who announces the vote. All the candidates stand there on stage. There could be two parties, five parties, seven parties, however many candidates, and they wear like a colored ribbon. It looks like they went to the state fair and won the best hog contest. I'm not kidding. If they went to like the Iowa State Fair or the Nebraska State Fair and you know they were entering their hogs or their cattle, and the judge said, "Congratulations, your hog won!" Boom, and they put a giant ribbon. Everybody
Rosette.
Wears a ribbon.
We call them rosettes.
Yeah. Rosettes, yes, Sterling, Mick Sterling, rosettes. Mick, I should say, Boris Johnson did not wear one. He is the prime minister. So even though he's the prime minister, he still must run for his seat. He must win his district, if you will.
Right.
He must win his precinct. So here's what's interesting. I'm watching this, and he represents the Uxbridge and Ruislip South District. Where is that, Mick?
It's out near Heathrow Airport Way. It's over that way. So I'm sure lots of the lieutenants have flown into London Heathrow. It's over that way.
Outstanding. So the gentleman who is counting, you know, they counted all the votes. They're delivering the results. And there were some very unique candidates. Now, you've got the Prime Minister of the UK, of Great Britain, standing up there with all these other candidates. And some of these candidates, to say they were cockamamie is an understatement. Mick, take a listen. Okay. We've got the audio when they were releasing the results from the Uxbridge and Ruislip South precinct yesterday.
Harvey Jonathan David, commonly known as Count Binface, independent, 69.
Stop it right there, Sergeant Steve. Count Binface.
Yeah,
there's
basically
a comical character, Count Binface.
You can do this. Literally, you have to have a deposit, and you have to get some nominations. But if you come up with the deposit money, then you can enter an election in your district, in your area. And the main thing with our parliamentary system is, General, there are 650 seats up for grabs. It is the party that gets 326, so that's like 51%. Anything above that or above, you've got the majority. You can form the government. So, yeah. So you do get occasions when MPs, people that have been in office, even at cabinet level, that will, when it comes to election, will lose their deposit. They will not get the vote and somebody else gets in. So, yeah, we've had the Monster Raving Loony Party as well. They still crop up. But that was from an old skit, if you check out Monty Python. That was a play on when they did an election.
Yes, and the Conservatives won 365 seats, so they are the majority party. And, Mick, you probably heard Pendragon's Royal Baron.
I certainly did, yeah.
In his approval, because as soon as I looked at him and showed him the Conservative Party results with Boris Johnson, he barked. He was thrilled. So, wait, let's continue on as they read the election results from Uxbridge at Ruislip South, which is Boris Johnson's home precinct.
Hughes David Stephen, commonly known as Lord Buckethead, the official Monster Raving Loony Party, 125. Burke Norma, independent, 22. Courtney Jeffrey Dennis, UK Independence Party, 283. Humphreys Joanne Ilone, Liberal Democrats to Stop Brexit, 3,026. Johnson Alexander Boris de Pfeffel, commonly known as Boris Johnson, the Conservative Party candidate, 25,000. Kia Mark Allen, Green Party, 1,090. Milani Ali Reza, Labour Party, 18,000. 141. Smith Robert Jr., commonly known as Bobby Elmo Smith, 8. Tobin William John, 5. Utting Alfie John, independent, 44. Jogenstein Yace, commonly known as Yace Interplanetary Time Lord Jogenstein, 23.
Sergeant Steve, stop it right there. Was it Yace Interplanetary Time Machine? I mean, some of these. By the way, Boris Johnson's name's Johnson Alexander Pfeffel?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah, I didn't know that.
Commonly known as Boris Johnson. But I got to tell you, the Monster Loony Party, Lord Buckethead, behind the guy reading the results, guy's in a suit and a tie, he's at the lectern. Behind him is this guy dressed up with a bucket with a little hole so he can breathe and see, this wearing all black, and then Elmo, the guy looks like Tickle Me Elmo in a red Elmo suit, is behind him, Bobby Elmo Smith. I mean, I've never seen anything. I'm watching this last night on BBC, or it wasn't last night. It was yesterday in the wee hours of the morning. So it was actually, it did take place yesterday, not Thursday, because when the results were finally rendered, it was already Friday. But I'm watching this thing saying, you've got to be kidding me. Could you imagine if you had Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and about four other loonies, you know, dressed up somebody as Batman and a guy named Lord Buckethead all sitting there and they're giving the results? Only in Britain, Mick, I've got to tell you. But it was most entertaining. And to watch them all lined up. And then when the election results are rendered, they had a couple of favorite candidates who lost, incumbents. The look on their face was priceless. It was fascinating television, Mick, I have to tell you.
Yeah, well, yes, thank you for your observations there, General. And yes, we are, likewise, we're sort of curious about the American elections when they happen. And you basically got the two-party system there, where here, yeah, if you know, I could form the, shall we say, the Mick the Brit Cigar Freedom Party. Now, if I put the deposit, I go along to the count, I'm there. And yes, all the votes have to be read out officially. I don't know how these guys do it with a straight face, General.
Mick, wait a minute. Mick, I want you, what precinct are you in?
Ah, well, actually, the precinct I'm in is Beckenham and Hayes.
Beckenham.
Which is,
at the next parliamentary election, Mick.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to register?
I don't know. I'd have to speak to my parliamentary.
Well, you need to speak to your MP or their office, because I want you to run as Mick the Brit on the Alpha Pleasure Party. I want.
Okay.
I think you will get more than at least one vote. I know you're. I know.
It would be my
mom. Vote. That would. Yeah, she'll vote. So you got two at least. But I think
it's her birthday today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Mama the Brit. Extend our happy birthday
Brit
greetings,
Mom. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
And Colonel Ange's birthday is next Thursday, so a happy birthday to Colonel Ange. She's probably going to be in the pooch pit.
All right, but okay, General, let's do this. But it's going to be about 4 or 5 years before that happens.
Mick, no problem. We'll wait. But I think you'll get more than the 125 votes that Lord Buckethead, Count Binface, got 69. I'm telling you, and Elmo got 8. So I think you will get more than that, especially with all the people you know that are cigar connoisseurs, that are alpha males, that you frequent, you know, and hang around with at the various cigar lounges and cigar retailers. Yeah. Mick, I'm counting on you. I want
General,
you to get the deal. I
want we need
you
a manifesto.
Well, if you get more than 8 votes that, what's the guy's name, Bobby Elmo Smith got, that Elmo.
Yeah.
And I think you can get more than, I'm telling you, I think, Mick, I'm not sure you'll get as many votes as Lord Buckethead at 125, but Count Binface, I think you can beat him at 69, although I will say this, 69 is a good number,
I like that number.
Know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean exactly, General. Yes, indeed.
So, listen, if you got 69, Mick, that would be a moral victory. That would be fantastic.
Oh, in more ways than one.
That would be great. So, we're going to run you next time. Now, here's the thing, Mick. We have some audio. Now, of course, when Boris Johnson won, you'll recall that Boris Johnson, now President Trump, came out already and stated that we will craft a great trade deal directly with the UK, screw the EU, you know, Brexit, it's about time. And by the way, that was a major repudiation of all those political elites who wanted to overturn the will of the people, just like we're seeing here in the United States with the liberals and the Democrats trying to overturn an election. They don't like the fact that all these elites, these insiders, President Trump doing his part to drain the swamp, not business as usual. But what happened for three, 4 years after Brexit was voted upon for the UK to leave Brexit? They could never get anything through Parliament, yet all these people say, oh, we should have another election. So Boris Johnson called their bluff and said, fine, let's have another election. The people that favored Brexit spoke in droves. And President Trump has already come out stating, we will do a trade deal. Now, you'll recall, not that long ago, Vice President Mike Pence was visiting Boris Johnson at 10 Downing Street. And here is what Boris had to say about a trade deal.
The U.S. economy is a wonderful, massive opportunity for the U.K. firms, but it is still the case that, you know, the United States of America, the people of the United States of America, do not eat any British lamb or beef or haggis from Scotland. I think there are still barriers to trade in shower trays, if you believe it.
Oh, shower trays. Oh, who knew the British were big in shower trays? Now, there is a barrier on haggis, Mick.
Mm-hmm.
Love Boris.
Yes.
Support Boris. But I'm sorry, we don't want any haggis in the United States. And for those that may not be versed on what haggis consists of, it is a Scottish dish consisting of a sheep or calf's offal. Would you like to know what offal is? Of course you do. Because I know many of you have never heard of offal. It is a variety of meats, pluck or organ meats, the viscera, the internal organs, the entrails of a butchered animal. Doesn't refer to a particular list of edible organs, but just most internal organs. So, for example, heart, liver, spleen, lungs, all that just delightful sounding delicacy. It's mixed with suet, which is a type of fat on the organs, oatmeal and seasoning boiled in a bag, traditionally made from the animal's stomach. We have no interest, Mick, in haggis. You keep the haggis.
Nothing goes to waste, General.
Oh, good. Let all the Brits be very, very efficient and eat every part of the animal. We'll just eat the muscle part of the animal. Now, Mick, I should also say, I did not realize that shower trays, you know, just the bottom of a shower is such a big deal in Great Britain. I mean, we get shower trays. I don't think we need to import them from Britain. I think there's other things we can import from Britain besides shower trays and haggis. And we certainly don't want black pudding, which is a blood sausage made from pork blood, pork fat, beef suet, and a cereal, usually oatmeal, oat groats, or barley groats. No thanks. You keep that there. In terms of what British delicacies, fish and chips is good. Some shepherd's pie is fine, but haggis, no thank you.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, to commemorate the big win by the Conservative Party of Britain and Boris Johnson, we need something appropriate, very British, or British sounding. So I have pulled a Crowned Heads Luminosa. Now, when you think about Crowned Heads, you think about crown. You think about England, the king, the queen. Maybe not for long, because once the queen goes, monarchy, it's over. Call her a cab and the monarchy for a one-way ticket out of the UK. But Crown Heads Luminosa, a nice, creamy, medium, mellow, very flavorful cigar, comes from my good friends over at Crown Heads, John Huber, Mike Condor. In fact, we will be featuring a very special offering for the Officers Club. In fact, let me take a look at what the month, I think that is upcoming, if I'm not mistaken, in February. Yes, February 2020, Crown Heads. We'll have a very nice sampler from Crown Heads. Beautiful boutique cigar manufacturer. They use several other manufacturers to make their cigars, but they have really created a unique niche. Great names, great blends. In fact, they work very closely with Ernesto Perez Carrillo, La Alianza Cigar down in República Dominicana. In fact, I remember we all had lunch together, I think it was back in Miami or here in Tampa at the Columbia when they were talking about their blends initially. But the Crown Heads Luminosa was released 2 years ago. Comes in five different sizes. And it comes in an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. So you're going to get a nice bit of smoothness, maybe some subtle sweetness. They don't tell you what the binder or the filler is. It is a secret. But it is a very smooth cigar. Ernesto Perez Carrillo knows how to properly age these cigar tobaccos. He will not release anything until it is ready to go. I love the orange band Luminosa, being a Syracuse Orangeman myself. Like the blue is my favorite color, followed by orange. So I love the band. It's a beautiful Colorado-colored tan wrapper. Outstanding. And I have pulled out the Petite Corona. 4.5 inches in length with a 44 ring gauge. I normally smoke a Toro, that's my favorite, or a Magnum, a 6x60, or even a Robusto, occasionally the Churchill. But to me, a Petite Corona is just a classic size. 4.5 by 44, 5, 5.5 by 44. Love the Corona size. Very flavorful. Suggested retail is about $6 for this particular Petite Corona. But the range is, ranges from $6 to about $8, $8.5. Very reasonably priced. Beautiful looking cigar. Love the packaging. Love the taste. Love the construction. You cannot go wrong. And I selected it to go perfectly, to pair perfectly with my libation that we'll get to in just a moment.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for
maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, at the Cigar Retailers Convention, the Premium Cigar Association trade show back the end of June, early July, I saw my buddy Yigal from Bugatti Lighters, and he gave me this new Vulcan. He said, "General, you got to try this. It's revolutionary. It's a very unique lighter. Beautiful torch lighter, two flames. But what's unique about it is that you do not refill the butane. There's no little hole to go and fill the butane. Instead, they have these refill canisters that are small. I'm just pulling it out right now that are about, just over... It's 0.01 fluid ounces. So it's got enough to light about 100 cigars. It's this little butane gas canister. Now, the cool thing is, if you're traveling and you do have a lighter that you can refill using that little, there's like a little hole that you can refill using a butane canister. This is a small butane canister. You can do that too. But the cool thing is, on this Bugatti Vulcan lighter, is that the bottom unscrews. When you run out of butane, you take the old butane canister, a real small can, maybe about 2.5 inches long by about, an inch in diameter, maybe less, 3/4 of an inch, and you just pop the new one in, you press down, and then you screw it back in. So you've got a nice canister of butane. No mess, no fuss. You don't have to worry about draining or bleeding the tank, any vapor lock. And what's the number one common complaint that people have? That connoisseurs have about a jet fuel type of lighting system that uses the two jet flames, or three or four or one, they get ash in there. It's a very delicate mechanism, and if you get too much ash in there, what happens? You can't light the cigars. Well, they give you a backup. It unscrews. I'm unscrewing it right now. The top part of the lighter actually unscrews right off. It is very, very unique. I think this thing goes for about $100. Really a great deal. Very revolutionary. I said it was one of the big finds at the Premium Cigar Association convention. You can hear it right there. That's exactly what I will use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Let me grab my Bugatti Vulcan, slowly toast the foot of this beautiful Crowned Heads Luminosa. Taking my time, Mick the Brit, do you have your cigar selection in hand?
I do, sir, and I've already litated.
And what is your selection?
It is a Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo. Outstanding. A Cuban or a Dominican?
A Cuban, General.
What do they get for a Monte? What is it, a number two?
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's the pyramid shape.
The pyramid.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do they get for retail? What did you pay for that cigar?
I didn't pay that. what would you pay, Mick? Well, yeah. you know, I got it from a guy. Normally around about 35, 40 pounds.
So that's almost 50 U.S. dollars.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's because of the duty and taxation on tobacco. You see, unlike cigarettes, the tax put on cigar is by the weight. And obviously tobacco leaf is heavier than, say, cigarettes or other tobacco products.
Mick, I've got to tell you, $50 for a Cuban cigar, forget it. Would I pay $50 for a phenomenal Padron Family Reserve? You bet. But I wouldn't pay it for a Cuban, because as far as I'm concerned, the Cubans just lack the consistency. And I will put any Dominican, Nicaraguan, Honduran cigar up against a Cuban, and I will guarantee you, in terms of quality, construction, taste, value, the Honduran, Nicaraguan, or Dominican, or even American, there's many cigars made in the U.S. of A., would beat the Cuban cigar hands down. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, Mick, in honor of the British election, I need something British. What do you think I'm going to enjoy for a spirit? Do you think it's going to be some Johnny Walker, or as you would say, Johnny Walker? How do you say Johnny Walker?
Johnny Walker.
Walker. Johnny Walker. Walker. And if you were to have... And if you're going to have W-A-T-E-R with the Johnny Walker, how would you say that?
Water.
Water. Not water. Water.
Yes.
Water.
No.
Johnny Walker and water.
We pronounce and announce our T's.
Yes. Johnny Walker and water.
Yes.
I would say Johnny
Walker and water.
Yes. We say correctly, Mick.
Water.
No. Say that one more time.
We invented the language. I don't think so, sir.
Say that one more time the way you did that. The way an American you think would say it.
Johnny Walker and water. Yeah, right.
Johnny Walker and... No, we don't say Johnny Walker and water. I say Johnny Walker and water. Very elegant, very smooth. I know you invented the language, Mick, but we have enhanced the language. Just
How
as
dare
if...
you?
You've upset Greta now.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to Greta. Don't you worry about that. How dare you, Mick? How dare you talk about the way that we pronounce Johnny Walker and water? How dare you? We're going to get to that. So, Mick, what do you think I'm going to enjoy today? What is British? What do you think of a spirit?
Oh, yeah. Okay, and London as well. I would think gin.
Correct. Specifically, some Bombay dry gin distilled London dry gin using 8 exotic botanicals, the Bombay dry gin classic, more traditional taste, strong juniper flavors, a dry finish. Botanicals used in the Bombay dry gin, London dry gin, juniper berries from Italy, coriander seeds from Morocco, angelica root from Saxony, almonds from Spain, lemon peel from Spain, cassia bark from Indochina, orris root from Italy, and licorice from China. And I'm going to have the classic, a Bombay dry and tonic. So first up, let me get my bottle of Bombay dry London gin. And I'm going to put a little bit of gin in here. Okay.
Well,
now, what I'm going to do is take a little bit of gin, and I've got my ice right here. Fantastic. Let me do this, because I've got that ready. Excellent. All right. Now, I'm going to stir that a little bit. I'm going to say, whoops, hang on a second. I can do better than that. Let me say, cheers. You know, the Bombay dry and tonic, Very simple. 2 parts Bombay Dry, 4 parts tonic water, and I don't go specifically exactly 2 and 4. Some lemon peel, put some ice. Now, I don't use a highball glass. I just actually like it in a nice cognac snifter. I stir it, garnish with the lemon peel, and it is refreshing, it is delightful, it is tasty, and it goes perfectly with my Crowned Heads Luminosa. Let me take a puff of the Luminosa. Very nice. Take a drink of my Bombay London Dry and tonic. Now, Mick, tell me, what fuel are you using today to complement your Monte Cristo pyramid?
My good old trusty Grant's whiskey.
What kind of whiskey?
Grant's, G-R-A-N-T-S.
Grant.
Yeah, it's a blended whiskey, General, but it's very, very nice.
Well,
autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and deck cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America. To roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
As we wrap up 2019, we have had a magnificent year of Cigar Dave Officers Club selections, and we wrap up 2019 with a fantastic new cigar for December 2019. It is the Gurkha Real, introduced to rave reviews at the Premium Cigar Association convention in late June and shipped to retailers a few months ago. The Gurkha Real is the perfect any time of day cigar. Mild to medium in body, Gurkha Real delivers a nice, creamy, consistent, smooth taste, delightful notes of subtle sweetness, a cigar that you can enjoy anytime, any day. The Gurkha Real, the December 2019 Officers Club selection. For 2020, we've got fantastic cigars lined up. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club right now. $22.95 per month gets you fantastic cigars, 3 per month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join. You will love the cigars.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Direct from Vegas, it is Paul Zim and the famous Zim Tones. Hanukkah, 8 days away. First night, next Sunday, the 22nd.
Hanukkah, it's happening tonight. Let your dreidels turn. Don't let your latkes burn. Hanukkah, our festival returns. Hanukkah party.
The great Paul Zim. People don't realize how big Paul Zim is. Open for Wayne Newton many, many years ago at the old Sands Hotel, the number one Hanukkah performing artist around the world. And we have him right here on the Cigar Dave Show. Hanukkah coincides, as always, with the Festival of Lightation. Hanukkah is known as the Festival of Lights. We celebrate as well the Festival of Lightation, a different cigar lit every night for 8 crazy nights. And that is all at CigarDave.com. And all of our social media platforms, just go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. Make sure you bookmark us, as well as follow us on all the various social media platforms. And we've got a great lineup of cigars, a diverse lineup that we will enjoy for the Festival of Lightation. Christmas starts, or is, what, Christmas Eve, 2 nights later, and then Christmas Day, 3 days later. Busy time, and before you know it, it is time for the Cigar Dave Happy New Year Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Edition. 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks, and we are set. We've got a giant lineup of champagne sparkling wines. We're going to add some Proseccos this year. We're going to mix some Cavas. We're going to mix it up just a little bit as we get ready to ring in 2020. Mick the Brit rejoins us from the European Theater of Operations. Of course, Mick, the colonel in charge of the UK, as well as the European Theater of Operations, a staunch pro-Brexit, I would say, individual, Mick. And you did vote, of course, for our good buddy Boris.
Well, indeed, yes.
Oh, well, I do have a little problem with Boris. He was in when that little pipsqueak from Canada, when Trudeau, when little Justin Trudeau was amongst with the French president and Macron, Mackie Macron, as I call him, the little Frenchie, as well as Boris. They were all taking little shots at President Trump. And by the way, Mick, you know this to be true. You know this. I'm just stating fact. You guys would all be speaking German, Deutsch, if it weren't for the United States. So you better tell Boris he needs to cool out. And I'm telling you, the French, they are ungrateful little bastards. I've hated the French ever since I've hated the French since I was born. Let me tell you, the French, they're ungrateful little bastard pricks. And I'm going to tell you something. Nothing brings me more pleasure than to watch those little scaredy cat, wussified beta French wave their white flag and surrender and retreat, because they do it better than any other army in the world. And if it weren't for the United States, they would all be speaking German. You would be speaking German. I mean, you talk about a country that rolled over and just said to the Nazis, come on in, please help yourself. It were the French. The Brits put up a fight. The French, come right in.
Oui, come in, you Nazis. Come in, take whatever you want. Yeah. Go ahead, welcome. Our country is yours. You would like some cheese, some French wine? Here, Nazis, welcome to France.
Every other country resisted, not the French. And in fact, you will remember, this is factually correct. General George S. Patton, the greatest general of them all, was marching into France. He was marching into Paris. They had overtaken France. They were coming in. They were driving out the Nazis left and right. And Ike, the Supreme Allied Commander, told George Patton to stand down, let de Gaulle come in. General de Gaulle, let him go in and let him march in, claiming victory as they walk into Paris, as they were reclaiming Paris. It was a charade. De Gaulle and the French army did jack, you know what. It was the United States, the Allied army that came in. The U.S. under General George S. Patton that kicked ass and took names along the way up to Paris. And Patton was right. He didn't like De Gaulle, didn't like the French. He knew damn well that they loved taking the crease. De Gaulle, perfect politician, loves to take the credit. When everything's going to hell in a handbasket, I am nowhere to be found. I had nothing to do with France, with how you say France surrendering. No, not me. But boy, when all of a sudden the U.S. Army is ready to come in and recapture, reclaim Paris after they've driven out the Nazis, nope, got to stop General Patton. We got to give de Gaulle all the credit. It was an outrage. I don't like the French today. I think they're pompous little pipsqueak asses. Don't like them then, didn't like them now, can't stand them. And they have this way of thinking and looking down on America. They think they are so smart, they are so superior. They're a nothing country. They're a garbage country. The French people are nothing without the United States. I hate to tell you this, Mick, and I'm on a rant here, but you know I'm right. Europe would be rolled over and steamrolled by the Soviet Union, by Russia today, if it weren't for the United States. And how does the European Union, how do the NATO allies, how do they thank us? By number one, not paying their fair share.
Correct.
That's number one. And number two, Angela Merkel, that beast, the Chancellor of Deutschland, of Germany. Sorry, Baron. I know that your family's originally from Germany. He's giving me a look. But you're American now, Baron. That's okay. You're a good American. I know your ancestors are from Deutschland, from the Alsatian region. But however, they're building a big pipeline to bring all this Russian oil in, and yet they still want the United States to pick up the tab to protect them? That is chutzpah. The NATO countries are not picking up their 2% agreed-upon fair share to spend on defense. Mick, it's an outrage. It is absolutely unacceptable. They're deadbeats, Mick, and I think you guys owe some more money, too. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show with Mick the Brit comes your way next.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Service Academy athletes to defer their military service to pursue careers in professional sports. He mentioned the policy during pregame visits to both the Army and Navy locker rooms. The president said he was giving those athletes with pro potential the chance to make a fortune in their professional career before fulfilling their military obligation or repaying the costs of their education. Greg Clugston, The White House.
GOP officials say Democratic Representative Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey is going to become a Republican. A first-term congressman has long opposed House Democrats' impeachment effort. Van Drew represents the Garden State's 2nd District, which includes Atlantic City, but in the last presidential election, his voters there pulled the lever for Donald Trump. Ahead of a potential impeachment trial of the president in the Senate, a Democratic member of the House Judiciary Committee wants the upper chamber's top man to step aside.
Democrat Val Demings of Florida on Friday called on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to recuse himself from the Senate impeachment trial, citing the GOP leader's remarks the previous night about coordinating with the White House. McConnell said during an interview on Fox News Thursday night, "Everything I do, I'm coordinating with the White House counsel. There will be no difference between the president's position and our position as to how to handle this to the extent that we can." Demings accused the GOP leader of promising to sabotage the trial. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
No comment, though, from McConnell's office. Hong Kong police arrested three men for testing homemade explosives they suspected were intended for use during protests. Today's arrests are the latest in a rash of explosive-related cases that they've uncovered. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Why did Major League batters hit a record number of home runs in 2019?
The answer, it seems, was the seams, the height of the seams, that is. The balls weren't juiced, according to a committee of four scientists who extensively studied why there were 6,776 home runs in 2019, 600 more than the previous record year of 2017. They concluded that 60% of the increase was due to the baseballs having microscopically less drag due to a more tightly wound seam with a lower height. Somehow the batters figured this out. 40% of the home runs were attributed to their efforts to hit more fly balls. In a corrective reminiscent of football's Deflategate, the scientists are suggesting humidors for consistency at all Major League ballparks. George Bonzani reporting.
Anthony Rendon, introduced as the L.A. Angels' newest player, says he's eager to team up with Mike Trout on the lineup. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Louisiana is suing the state of California over its decision to ban the import and sale of alligator products.
Louisiana says the ban will hurt an important Louisiana industry and ultimately could hurt the state's wetlands. In a lawsuit filed this week, the state said that the economy surrounding alligators has played a key role in bringing back the American alligator population. Louisiana said in its lawsuit that because most of the state's coastal habitat is privately owned, the state itself does not have direct control over how it's managed. But the alligator industry provides economic incentives for landowners to take steps to protect marshlands that serve as habitat for alligators. Bob Agnew reported.
Pensacola, Florida says hackers seeking to extort money were responsible for crippling its computer systems earlier this week, but the city officials haven't yet decided whether they're going to pay a reported $1 million ransom. Meanwhile, in New Orleans yesterday, a ransomware attack was detected. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I got on a heated rant against the French. For good reason. They're spineless, they're wussified betas, and their president, Mackie Macron, as I call him, Emmanuel Macron, dissing our president along with little Justin Trudeau, who's another wussified beta. Talk about a puss, fits the bill. And Boris Johnson of the UK got into that too, but not so much. But I will say this, the French were American allies. Yes, they helped us against the British over 200 years ago, but they changed along the way. They became very wussified and pussycatified. Surrender. They would be speaking German if it weren't for the United States of America. And how do they thank us? By looking down at us. So screw the French. I do not apologize for not liking the French in any way, shape, or form. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. And joining us from the European Theater of Operations, from the Brexit and British election situation room in his very secure Alpha Man cave, somewhere in a classified location in London town. It is Mick the Brit. Mick, you know I'm right about the French. Can't stand them. And I know there's a little bit of a rivalry between the French and the Brits as well.
Indeed, General. There is a rivalry. Of course, everybody loves to hate the Brits as well. So that goes with the territory, being British, I'm afraid.
Yes. Now, Mick, I will say this. There are numerous countries, as you know, in NATO. There is by agreement, every NATO member, every NATO country must spend, by agreement, 2% of their GDP, their gross domestic product, on defense. And President Trump has had a big problem with many NATO countries being deadbeats. They're not paying their fair share. That is not right. The United States has been carrying the load. Now, let me give you the figures from 2019, the estimated figures. The United States, 3.42% of our GDP on defense. Greece, 2.24%. Estonia, 2.13%. The UK, 2.13%. So you're not deadbeats. Romania, 2.04%. Poland, 2.0%. Latvia, 2.0%. Lithuania, 1.98. Okay, everybody, it's close enough. Turkey, 1.89. France is a deadbeat, 1.84. You know who else is a deadbeat? Our neighbors to the north, Canada. They spend 1.27%. I'm sorry. They need to spend more. Same thing with the Deutsch, the Germans, 1.36. And I got a kick out of Angela Merkel. She's a beast, by the way. If you ever look at her, she's a beast. She's outgoing. She's been chancellor for 12 years. I don't know, what is she like, something, I think she's like 60, 61, but she looks like she's 161. Beast, yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah. I think she was one of those athletes that were taking all those steroids.
Yeah,
she's got something
she's
growing down
Germany.
South. Yeah, yeah, from East Germany, exactly. Germany, 1.36%. And I love they had to, Merkel said, well, we're within 10, 15 years, we should be up to like 1.3%. If I'm not mistaken, I think she said like 1.7%. Gee, thanks. Canada. And Trump was brilliant. They're talking last week at their NATO meetings. He's sitting with little Justin, who is a total little wussified pussycat. And he says, oh, yeah, well, what did Trump look so cool? He says, what are you guys spending? Trudeau says, well, we're spending more on defense. We're going to be increasing. And so Trump says, yeah, yeah, now what percentage are you spending again? And he says, well, we're currently at like 1.3, but by the next few years, we should be up to like 1.6. And he said, yeah, still below 2%. Yeah, okay, nice political answer. You still got to spend more. It was beautiful. And, of course, Trudeau, from that point on, was very upset because Trump called them out right on the carpet. And that's what I love about Trump. He doesn't have this diplomatic nonsense. He tells it like it is. If you're a deadbeat, tell it like it is. So, Mick, UK is spending their fair share, just like the U.S., Greece, Estonia, Romania, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania. So I got to give the U.K. credit. They are our friends.
Well, thank you,
indeed.
General. Indeed, yes. And we paid our debt back for WW2. I think the last payment was about 10, 15 years ago.
Well, good. We're happy to take it. Because let's face it, otherwise, Mick, you'd be brushing up on your Deutsch. I wonder yes. What your German would be like with a British accent. That would be certainly interesting.
But, yeah, I don't want to even think about that, General. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, Mick, I should also tell you that, as you know, with the big election results that took place, the election was Thursday, but it really didn't the results weren't announced until in the wee hours of Friday morning. So it was yesterday. As soon as the election was done, interesting op-ed was printed in The Guardian, a British paper, entitled Britain Needs Its Own Mueller Report on Russian Interference by Glenn Simpson and Peter Frisch. These are the two bastards, the two lying sacks of garbage enemies of America that created the BS nonsensical Trump dossier along with former British MI6 agent Steele. I can't remember his first name. Was it Michael Steele? Something like that. But Christopher Steele, thank you very much. Little Chrissy Steele. Now, this is, and I want to point this out to all of our alphas that are listening. This is what happens when the liberals don't get their way. They need a safe space. What's the first thing they do? And we're going to start seeing this in every election hereafter. Anytime a Republican beats a Democrat, I don't care if it is for president, I don't care if it's for Senate, for the House, for governor's mansion, this is going to be the new MO. They're immediately going to call into question the legitimacy and authenticity of the election. The Brits voted not once for Brexit, but yesterday de facto twice. And they did it yesterday in overwhelming margin. It wasn't even close. The Labour Party lost 70-some-odd seats. The Conservatives gained 50 seats. Boris Johnson made the call that he was going to call for an election. Because what did we hear from all these anti-Brexit? Oh, we need another election. There should be another vote. So Boris Johnson becomes prime minister in the fall. And he said, I'm going to call your bluff. We'll have an election. And it's going to be in December. Unusual. Very quick election. Snap election, if you will. And the people spoke in volumes. Just like we saw here in Georgia, where one of the gubernatorial candidates, the Democrat, Stacey Abrams, didn't win. So, of course, she says, well, I'm really the rightfully elected governor. I'm this, I'm that. The election was rigged, blah, 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 because the other opponent, the Republican opponent, was Secretary of State, and he got all these people off the ballots, and I would have won otherwise. And the reason that as Secretary of State he had to get rid of a great number of people off the ballot rolls is because of federal law that were passed by the Democrats and the Republicans that stated that every number of years the secretaries of state and the election supervisors must go through their election rolls, their voter rolls and registration rolls, and if people haven't voted or if they find that there have been deceased voters, they check all the various records, they have to take them off. Now, somebody can still go and say, look, I have the right to vote. Here's my ID. I didn't vote for the last 10 years, but I have the right to vote. They can still cast their vote subject to verification. So nobody's vote is being not counted or being denied the right to vote. But, of course, what we're seeing now is a level of hysteria. Question the legitimacy of the election. Hillary Clinton did it using Glenn Simpson and Peter Frisch of Fusion GPS. Well, this article that I find yesterday, barely hours after the conservatives whack the liberals, the opponents. Headline, Britain needs its own Mueller report on Russian interference. Now, let me just read a couple of excerpts, and I don't want to make this whole show political, but when there are stories or there are items of interest that affect us all, and there's going to be another big election here next fall, and I think the British results is a precursor of what's going to happen here. My prediction, the Republicans are going to recapture the House. They may not get a big majority, but enough. And I think President Trump, people look and say, these Democrats are clowns. I like the way things are going. And remember, it's just certain key states. We've got to win. The president has to win the Electoral College. And, of course, now you've got all the liberals and Democrats saying, oh, the Electoral College, it should be taken out. It's unfair. We need to get rid of it. Elizabeth Warren saying, when I'm elected president, this will be the last election that we'll ever have the Electoral College. Apparently, Pocahontas Warren, who is a law professor, has failed to read the U.S. Constitution and what it takes to overturn or to pass an amendment to the Constitution, two-thirds vote ratified by the states. Good luck. Not going to happen, especially from the smaller states. They're the largest percentage of space devoted in the Constitution to any one subject is on the Electoral College. Fact. So our founding forefathers had the foresight to envision the importance of counting votes from small states, not just from big urban areas. It's a brilliant system. And the Democrats loved it when they won, but when they didn't, all of a sudden we need to eliminate it. But I think the British election is a precursor of what we are going to see. But, of course, what's the first thing that Glenn Simpson, Peter Frisch of Fusion GPS do? Come out with an article. And they're saying that the British political system has been compromised by Russian influence. That's the first sentence. It's high time its institutions, including the media, woke up to that fact. Again, what do you do when you lose an election? What did Hillary Clinton, what did the Democrats do? What did Fusion GPS, what was their part of this whole conspiracy? Create doubt. Create the appearance that the election is fraudulent, that the votes that were cast were not legitimately cast, and throw the whole legitimacy of the election and presidency in question. And for 3 years, we've had to listen to this nonsensical Mueller report with a special prosecutor that was appointed because the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, Goober Sessions, didn't have the spine or the backbone or the alphaness to say, I'm not recusing myself. This is a load of nonsense, period. And so for 3 years, we've had to endure this nonsense with the Mueller report. And even when the Mueller report said, yeah, the Trump, President Trump and his people had in the campaign had nothing to do with Russia, not good enough. So now we go to impeachment. But in this article, they say that in 2016, both the UK and the United States were the targets of Russian efforts to swing their votes. And he talks about Brexit, that Russia swung the Brexit vote. Never mind that maybe the people of Britain, the people of the United States said, enough's enough. We're tired of the political nonsense going on. We're tired of the political elitists. We're tired of these globalists. We're tired of the swamp. We're tired of getting screwed. We're going to stand up and say enough's enough. We're going to vote for President Trump. And if you're in the UK, we're voting for Brexit, for us to leave the EU and to be able to make our own decisions, our own sovereign decisions, not by some unelected bureaucracy in Brussels. So what do they do now? They're coming up with this, it's a four-page article, saying that the efforts by the Russians in both countries much in common, that they worked in concert with Russians close to the Kremlin. It says our Washington-based research firm Fusion GPS conducted much of the early investigations into Russia's support of the Trump campaign, aided by our colleague Christopher Steele. I mean, they're actually proud of this BS dossier, which has been proven to be absolute balderdash, absolute hogwash, absolute poppycock, absolute nonsense. And they go on and on and saying it is now time that a Mueller-style investigation looking into the election, a full independent public accounting of Russian efforts to interfere in Britain's politics must be underway. It's essential to halt Russia's attack on Britain's democracy and restore confidence in its policy. So they can't accept the fact that Brits and Americans said, we don't like business as usual in Washington or in London. Mick the Brit, you talk to many people all the time of various religions, various races, various economic stature, various white-collar, blue-collar.
Sure.
Overall, what when the Brexit vote was going down, and even today, what do people in Britain say? Is it because of Russia, or is it because people are fed up that an unelected group of bureaucrats in Brussels are dictating the laws in Britain?
Yes, the latter, General, the latter. And, you know, I used to say to people, right, let's turn the question on upside down. If we weren't in the EU, but we had the opportunity to join, would you like to join something with its own flag, its own national anthem, its own currency, its Supreme Court can overrule your Supreme Court at times, and it costs millions of pounds a week to belong to? Would you want to belong to that? And guess what, General? Whoever I spoke to, the first words out of their mouths was not yes.
Correct. So, it wasn't Russia that said anything. Russia didn't influence me. Now, I will say this. I must admit this. That before the election, I do believe that I actually ate a salad that had Russian dressing on it. So, to a degree, when I cast my vote, there was some Russian taint. However, there was no Russian agent. There was no... I didn't get a visit from somebody named Boris or somebody named Vladimir saying, excuse me, Mr. Cigar Dave, Mr. General, we implore you to vote for Mr. Trump. We do not like Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump, we can work with. We have the goods on Trump. We have big dossier on him. Nobody said that. It's fact. Or it's fiction. It's not fact. People in this country voted according to their beliefs, the same way that Brits did in big numbers. It wasn't even close. So for these clowns who have been really discredited in every way, shape, or form to have the chutzpah to come up with an article saying that Britain needs to have some sort of Mueller investigation, nonsense. I can tell you this, Jeremy Corbyn, he had his head between his tail yesterday. His head was in his tuchus. He basically said, we got our asses kicked, and I'm not going to be leading any future national elections. I'm done. Bye-bye. They basically gave him a copy of the home game and said, goodbye, leave. Not wanted. So it had nothing to do with anything Russian, and just it's nonsense. All right, Mick, let me get to
one more thing, General. Yes, that newspaper publication, The Guardian, that is a liberal newspaper.
Correct.
No surprises. They published it.
That is correct. All right. I do want to talk about get to some toxic masculinity here. As you know, toxic masculinity, toxic male privilege. We're hearing those phrases over and over. Everything men do. If you say good morning to a woman and she's not a morning person, you have exuded your toxic masculinity. If you compliment a woman and say, those shoes look marvelous on you. Oh, that's demonstrating toxic masculinity with your toxic male privilege. Latest example, two nights ago, Taylor Swift named Billboard's Woman of the Decade. I can honestly say I don't think I have ever, I've heard her songs, but nothing that really grabs me. I have nothing, they're not on my Spotify or my on my iPhone. None of her songs have made the Cigar Dave, the General's list of music selections that I carry with me. But she's successful. sold a ton of records and sells out her concerts, so I have to give her credit. Named the Woman of the Decade Thursday night. But her speech did not contain the usual award show platitudes. Now, she has been embroiled in a very nasty, long-standing dispute with a gentleman named Scooter Braun about the rights to her music. Apparently, Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings, that was funded by the Soros family, 23 Capital, and the Carlyle Group, purchased the rights to her music library, I guess from the first 10 years of her career. Now, people don't realize that when a record company signs you, in many cases, the record company owns the rights to your music. They are the publishers. They get the royalties. They're entitled to that, unless an artist specifically negotiates that. Well, many new artists that are up and coming, they don't know left from right. They just want to get a record deal. They sign a record deal. They get on tour. And the next thing you know, they don't own the rights to their own content. And that is not just a rarity, I think, in recording. It happens in broadcasting. It happens in the arts. Just a number of different businesses. Always own your intellectual property. That's why I, the general, own my intellectual property. Nobody, no broadcast group, nobody owns it. It is me. It is I. That's it. So I can do whatever I want. But Taylor Swift, her own songs, she can't perform unless royalties are paid to this this Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings group. So she's been angry. Now, I don't know what these circumstances, supposedly she was, they reached out to her to try to negotiate. I don't know, but all I know is she's angry. And she's angry at this one guy, I understand that. But she lumped all of masculinity, all male kind, into the group. And take a listen to what she had to say going after the male species two nights ago.
And let me just say that the definition of the toxic male privilege in our industry is people saying, but he's always been nice to me, when I'm raising valid concerns about artists and their rights to own their music.
I have no problem with an artist and her owning her music. It all depends how you negotiate. And I think by her bringing this up, many new artists are going to say, not so fast. I want to own my rights. And that may be a sticking point. But with the internet today, being able to put their music on YouTube, artists have more power than they have in the past. Singers, performers. So she's angry at maybe her agents in the past, the record company executives, who probably were men. But this isn't just confined to men. If there are women that are in the recording industry, I'm sure many of them signed deals that benefited their own company, not necessarily the artist. But to go after men, talk about toxic male privilege, unacceptable. And I've said this all along. Are there men in the recording industry or entertainment that have no integrity, that are scumbags, like Harvey Weinstein? You better believe it. But to lump every man, the entire male species, as being toxic masculinity is unacceptable. She's got a problem with this one individual and other males. That doesn't mean we are all like that. Big difference. Proud to be an alpha male and a gentleman.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the general enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit. And drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer China Forbes for their all-new holiday show. Slip a table under the tree. Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathis.
Happy season for. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
And we are in the holiday season. Don't forget, always keep some Johnny Mathis in your Spotify or your iTunes or whatever service that you use, music service, for those times when you are with your harem, whether it's 1 or 32. The women, the dames, love Johnny Mathis. A little Johnny, hello, I'm Johnny Mathis. By the way, Mick the Brit, who rejoins us from the London Theatre of Operations in a clandestine location in his Brexit and British election situation room. Do you know how old Johnny Mathis is now, his age?
Ooh, he's got to be up there now. I would say round about upper 70s.
84. Can you believe
it? Wow. Yeah,
unbelievable. And he's still touring, just like Engelbert Humperdinck. But it's amazing. I just saw a picture of him. And a lot of pictures you see on albums are from he was, you know, like 25 years ago on his press pictures. Johnny definitely is up there. He looks good, but yeah. He definitely starting to look a little long in the tooth. That's what happens. He's 84, yeah. But still looks pretty damn good. Don't know how God bless as well. And look at Engelbert Humperdinck, one of your fellow paisans, fellow Englishmen, still
touring. Indeed, General. Yeah.
And, yep. I mean, he's still got the voice. It's amazing. Now, of course, he doesn't have the little tight waist that he used to, but he's still, you know, wearing a shirt open a little bit. Not like back in the 70s, man, when, I'll tell you, we will find, I think, Sergeant Steve, didn't we run I think we talked about Engelbert, and we found a clip from his Vegas performance where it was so blatantly sexual. He had several women on the stage. Didn't we talk about that a while back? And I think we posted that.
Yeah, I'll have to dig it up.
Yeah, I know we did. But, I mean, it is so blatantly sexual, the connotations. Unbelievable. But back in the day, man, I mean, listen, he was the king. And when you look at Johnny Mathis, hello, I'm Johnny Mathis. Still got a great voice. Still, I mean, it's still a classic. It's amazing. All these artists, whether you look at Johnny Mathis or Engelbert Humperdinck or Tom Jones. What's up, pussycat? These guys are still performing. It is amazing. I mean, look at what's his name from the Rolling Stones? Mick Jagger. I mean, he's late 70s. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But Johnny Mathis is a classic. Can't go wrong with that. And what's amazing is that more albums for Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra are being sold today than ever before, even by young people. They don't go out of style. No ifs, ands, or buts. They are fantastic. All right. Let us talk about the Time 2019 Person of the Year, Greta Thunberg.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear.
Oh, my goodness. The ecosystem's collapsing. Mick the Brit, Sergeant Steve, I'm getting under my desk right now just as a precaution. Hang on a second. I'm getting under my desk just in case the ecosystem collapses. How dare you? How dare you? I mean, this girl has been completely brainwashed, manipulated by pathetic, manipulative handlers and her parents. Named the Time 2019 Person of the Year, youngest recipient of the honor. For decades, they say, researchers and activists have struggled to get world leaders to take the climate threat seriously. But this year, an unlikely teenager somehow got the world's attention. Thunberg said she fell into a deep depression after becoming aware of climate change issues when she was 11, but managed to come out of it by trying to fix the world. Snap out of it, sweetheart. Come on. I know you're depressed about climate change. Snap out of it. Can you imagine? She snapped out of it. Learning about climate change triggered my depression in the first place, she told Time. But it was also what got me out of my depression, because there were things I could do to improve the situation. I don't have time to be depressed anymore. I feel sorry for this girl, 16 years old. Now, people say, well, wait a minute, you're picking on a 16-year-old. That's the same as when somebody goes after Barron Trump, President Trump and Melania Trump's son. No, completely different. Barron Trump is not in the spotlight. The president and the first lady are not putting him out in the spotlight, the same way that the Obamas did not put their daughters in the spotlight. This girl's parents have thrust her in the spotlight. They're handlers. They are using her. The climate change activists, the nutcases, the wackadoodles, the handlers, they're using her. When they're done with her, they'll discard her like a piece of trash. Guaranteed. Greta Thunberg suffers from several medical issues. She has had depression. She's got Asperger's. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's got autism. She suffers from a multitude of serious issues. The last thing that her parents should be doing is throwing her out in the public eye. They're using her. So when she comes out and stalks the president, the UN, you tell me how when President Trump was walking by to deliver a speech, how on earth did they let her in? This was all contrived. They let her in. You could see her staring at President Trump. Her speech, she memorized that speech. That speech she didn't write. She memorized it. She is being used like a little lemming. They're telling her, you sit down. We're going to brainwash you. You are like climate change youth. You are going to read this. Here's another report. Teen climate guru Greta Thunberg snaps, demands change to everything in creepy doomsday op-ed. In a recent op-ed for the Project Syndicate, she lashed out at the entire world and her op-ed demanded change to everything. The young teen said that fossil fuels are literally killing mankind and a threat to humanity's very existence. She went on to whine that her climate agenda is not just about the environment, it's also about fighting the colonialism, racism, and patriarchal systems of oppression. Do you think a 16-year-old came up with that statement? No. It was written for her by her handlers and her parents that are more than happy to throw her out and cash in on her fame. And by the way, she came over to the United States on a sailboat. I think an electrically solar-powered sailboat. But how did she get back to her native Sweden? She flew on an airplane. But don't worry, because they bought offset carbon credits. Please. That's another load of horse dung. And she goes on to say, I mean, she's a total mindless lemming puppet pushing absolute junk science. Because we have stated, and we know from the UN's own climate change director, who said climate change has nothing to do with climate. It has everything to do with wealth redistribution. A few people at the top can create a fictional, what they call existential threat to humanity, and use it to enrich themselves. Al Gore did it. Greta Thunberg's family is doing it, and her handlers are doing it. And every other person that jumps up and down and says, we must do something about climate change, and attends all these different climate change conferences and seminars, they're all flying there in their private jets. And I've got a case example in just a few moments. Thunberg admitted the Paris climate change has done nothing. It's been an abject failure. Here's what she said. Now, you tell me if this sounds the way a 16-year-old girl would talk or write. Recent research shows that we are on track to produce 120% more fossil fuels in 2030 than would be consistent with the 1.5 degree centigrade limit. The concentration of climate heating greenhouse gases in our atmosphere has reached a record high with no sign of a slowdown. Even if countries fulfill their current emissions reduction pledges, we are headed for a 3.2% centigrade increase. Please. And she said her far-left activism has been about changing perceptions and shifting public opinion on climate change and getting school children to lead the way in raising awareness. Translated, she wants school children to be brainwashed by their teachers, which is exactly what took place with Greta Thunberg. She was brainwashed by her teachers, by her parents, and by her handlers. I don't know of any 16-year-old that says, quote, fossil fuels are literally choking the life from us. That action must be powerful and wide-ranging. After all, the climate crisis is not just about the environment. It's a crisis of human rights, of justice, and of political will. Colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression have created and fueled it. We need to dismantle them all. Our political leaders can no longer shirk their responsibilities. And she said her goal is to create a climate resistance movement to change everything. Have we not heard about the resistance movement here in the U.S.? This is exactly what they want. They want to create a fictional existential crisis because, remember, a majority of people around the world, not us alphas, but a majority of people will listen, they will believe whatever you tell them. If you put in front of the average person a pile of cow dung and tell them that it is a filet mignon, if you tell that to them often enough, they'll believe it, they'll eat it and say, oh, this tastes great. This is great filet. It's true. Most people do not think for themselves. They follow whomever they want to believe is right. They follow what they perceive as their leader, their dumb lemmings. We as alphas think for ourselves. That's why the libs can't stand us, because we think for ourselves. We're smart enough to read, to be educated, to make rational judgments, to debate in reality, not in fiction. They can't stand that. And Leonardo DiCaprio, another phony, another fraud, another absolute hypocrite, calls Greta Thunberg a leader of our time, saying it's because of Greta and young activists everywhere that I'm optimistic about what the future holds. He said spending time with her was an honor, and we've made the commitment to support one another. This is the same guy that jumps up and down about climate change, that's produced umpteen documentaries on climate change called Sea of Shadows, Catching the Sun, Before the Flood, A Plastic Ocean, Virunga. Why? Because he said we've got an existential climate change crisis. We need to change things. But
for over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hypocrisy is overwhelming. In Italy, first country to make studying climate change compulsory in schools. That, my friends, is called compulsory mandatory brainwashing. Climate change youth. Italy, the first country to adopt a climate change curriculum in public schools. They will dedicate 33 hours per year, 1 hour per week, to discuss the challenges of climate change. I wonder, do they spend 33 hours a school year on talking about World War II and how Mussolini was one of the three Axis countries of evil? I wonder if they discuss World War II for more than 3 minutes. Michael Bloomberg. By the way, don't know if you realize this, but Michael Bloomberg, this is true. His physician announced 2 days ago, the campaign released a letter from his doctor saying he is in outstanding health, no medical conditions that would prevent him from serving as president. However, I've exclusively obtained information, leaked documents, that the doctor did, however, diagnose Michael Bloomberg with MPD, with missing personality disorder, and low C, low charisma. No chance of this clown winning the election. But don't worry. While he tells everybody don't drink big gulps and don't eat salt, I guarantee you there's salt on his private plane, the same private jet. His $42 million Falcon 900, great airplane, by the way, three engines, transatlantic range, love it, flown in one, fantastic. I'm all for private air transportation. What I'm not in favor is when these supposed climate change activists and politicians and business people jump up and down and wag their finger at you saying, we need to be more sustainable on our planet. We've got to do our part to make sure climate change does not affect the Earth. We've got to lower temperatures, all this other nonsense. And yet they fly, like Bloomberg flew, to the UN climate meeting in Spain to lecture on sustainability using his private Falcon 900. Which he also commutes when he was mayor of New York. He would commute every weekend primarily to his home in Bermuda. I have no problem with that, but I have a problem with the hypocrisy. And by the way, his plane, when you look at the amount of emissions, 37 times more carbon emissions from his Falcon 900 than if he would have taken the same trip to Madrid from New York on a commercial flight. But remember, do as I say, not as I do. Al Gore, Bloomberg, Nancy Pelosi, Greta Thunberg, Leonardo DiCaprio, all these climate change kooks and wackadoodles stand on their soapbox and preach to you not to drive an SUV. Don't use air conditioning. Turn your air conditioning off. Use less fuel. Travel less. But yet, they do nothing to alter their lifestyle. That's why I know that climate change is an absolute crock. Barack Obama, who stated, climate change, we're seeing rising seas, existential threat, we need to do something. Our border cities, our coastal cities will all be wiped out in the next 20 years. And yet what does Obama do? Just spent $12 million on a Martha's Vineyard estate right near the water at sea level. So you tell me, if Barack Obama, Mr. Climate Change crusader himself, is so worried about rising sea levels, then why on earth would he spend $12 million on a Martha's Vineyard summer home that's at sea level? The answer, because he knows, like all the other people that jump up and down creating this phony climate change existential crisis, that there is no climate change crisis. We've only been keeping climatic records, or climatological records, for, what, 150 years, maybe less than that? The Earth has been around billions of years. It's a blip. And as all the major meteorologists have stated, the actual ones that know what they're talking about, they say this has nothing to do with the Earth. It's all with the sun, the rotation, other things like that. So Bloomberg flies into the UN climate meeting in Spain, lectures on sustainability, and yet flies on his private plane. One other thing. President Trump tweets out, talking about Greta Thunberg. So ridiculous. Greta must work on her anger management problem, then go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta, chill. He's right. And, of course, he got lambasted on that because people said, going after a 16-year-old? Please, an older man going on a 16-year-old? That's unacceptable. Her parents, her handlers put her in the spotlight. End of discussion. Final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show is next.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
As we wrap up 2019, we have had a magnificent year of Cigar Dave Officers Club selections. And we wrap up 2019 with a fantastic new cigar for December 2019. It is the Gurkha Real, introduced to rave reviews at the Premium Cigar Association convention in late June and shipped to retailers a few months ago. The Gurkha Real is the perfect any time of day cigar. Mild to medium in body, Gurkha Real delivers a nice, creamy, consistent, smooth taste, delightful notes of subtle sweetness, a cigar that you can enjoy anytime, any day. The Gurkha Real, the December 2019 Officers Club selection. For 2020, we've got fantastic cigars lined up. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club right now. $22.95 per month gets you fantastic cigars, three per month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join. You will love the cigars.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Mick the Brit, rejoining us from the European Theater of Operations. As always, we thank you for joining us, Mick, and giving us your take on the big British election. Glad to see that Boris Johnson and the Conservatives have increased their majority.
Indeed, General. And at this juncture, before we finish there, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays, General.
And same to you, Mick. All the best to you and Mama the Brit, happy birthday to her, to Colonel Ange next Thursday. And Mick, I'm sure we will be speaking before the holidays, but as always, delightful to have you on. And hopefully I will get across the pond to London Town and see you along with Captain Eric very soon.
Fantastic.
All right. Lieutenants, Alphas, hope you enjoyed the show. Much more coming your way. Next week, as always, we fight the battle against the enemies of pleasure and share the Alpha lifestyle. Cigar Dave, the General, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. And make Brexit happen soon.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Now comes a day after a federal appeals court ruled the ban was unconstitutional. But Mississippi has been aiming for the Supreme Court all along. Leaders hope conservative justices will spur the high court to overturn its 1973 ruling legalizing abortion nationwide.
Meanwhile, Mississippi's ban at 15 weeks of pregnancy has never taken effect. It was blocked by a lower court judge. The last person wounded in the deadly attack at the Pensacola Naval Air Station last week was released from the hospital on Saturday. Federal authorities say the Saudi Air Force second lieutenant, who killed three U.S. sailors and injured eight other people at the Naval Air Station December 6th, is being investigated to find out whether or not he acted alone. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the one-time Labour Party stronghold of Northern England Saturday to say thank you for helping elect a Conservative government.
You have changed the political landscape. You've changed the Conservative Party for the better. And you've changed the future of our country.
Meanwhile, 2 days after a sweeping victory that gave conservatives the 80-seat majority in the House of Commons, Johnson calling for an end to the acrimony that has festered since the divisive 2016 Brexit referendum, he says he's going to live up to the voters' confidence.
Everything that we do, everything I do as your Prime Minister, will be devoted to repaying that trust. And first of all, what I'll be going to do to get Brexit done.
The outcome of the Tories' biggest win since the Margaret Thatcher days, the worst numbers for Labour since 1935. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A new study is indicating when it comes to how they go about their business, people have trust issues. with journalists.
The bottom line of the Pew Research Center study, the more you like President Donald Trump, the less you like the news media. The study suggests a strong correlation between the level of support for Trump and negative feelings about journalists. The study says 17% of Republicans who somewhat approve of Trump say they believe journalists have very low ethical standards, while 12% of the never-Trump Republicans agreed. But 40% of Republicans who strongly approve of Trump say reporters have very low ethical standards. Another 45% say that journalist standards are low, though not very low. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Super Shuttle, the shared van service that's carried passengers to and from airports for decades, going out of business. It was founded in 1983, initially to serve L.A. International Airport, but expanded worldwide, but has been fighting competitors like Uber and Lyft. More at townhall.com. The seven Democratic presidential candidates that are going to be in next week's debate have threatened to skip the event if an ongoing labor dispute is going to force them to make a decision whether or not to cross a picket line to make the debate.
A labor union called Unite Here Local 11, which represents 150 cooks, dishwashers, cashiers, and servers working on campus, says it will picket as Loyola Marymount University hosts Thursday's sixth Democratic debate of the cycle. Contract talks with the workers were abruptly canceled last week. The Democratic National Committee said it is trying to come up with an acceptable resolution to the situation so the debate can proceed. Patrick Foss reporting.
Guest lineups for the Sunday TV news shows. House Committee Chairs Gerald Nadler from the Judiciary, Adam Schiff from Intelligence will be on the program, along with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. CBS's Face the Nation has Senator Lindsey Graham. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade, thanks so much for listening. A little bit different right now. We're about to see a formal impeachment charges be articles of impeachment being issued against the President of the United States. It's supposed to be obstruction of justice and abuse of power. That's what we hear that the announcement's going to be. We watched Jerry Nadler walk out. Here comes Speaker Pelosi. Let's hear her make the stilted announcement.
On this solemn day, I recall that the first order of business for members of Congress is the solemn act to take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. With great respect and gratitude that I thank the chairs of the committees, the six committees who have been working to help us honor our oath of office. I also want to thank the staff of those committees and the committee members for all of their work over this period of time to help us protect and defend. I want to thank the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Nadler, chair of the Intelligence Committee, Mr. Schiff, chair of the Ways and Means Committee, chairman, all these chairmen, Chairman Richie Neal of Massachusetts, the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel of New York, the chair of the Financial Services Committee, Maxine Waters of California, the chair of the Committee on Government Reform and Oversight, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. I also want to acknowledge the important work that was done by our dear and departed, may rest in peace, Elijah Cummings, as chair of the Oversight Committee. Now please to yield to the distinguished chair of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Navin.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Over the last several months, the investigative committees of the House have been engaged in an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's efforts to solicit foreign interference in the 2020 elections, efforts that compromised our national security and threatened the integrity of our elections. Throughout this inquiry, he has attempted to conceal the evidence from Congress and from the American people. Our president holds the ultimate public trust. When he betrays that trust and puts himself before country, he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security. The framers of the Constitution prescribed a clear remedy for presidents who so violate their oath of office. That is the power of impeachment. Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. The first article is for abuse of power. It is an impeachable offense for the President to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest. That is exactly what President Trump did when he solicited and pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 presidential election, thus damaging our national security, undermining the integrity of the next election, and violating his oath to the American people. These actions, moreover, are consistent with President Trump's previous invitations of foreign interference in our 2016 presidential election. And when he was caught, when the House investigated and opened an impeachment inquiry, President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry. This gives rise to the second article of impeachment for obstruction of Congress. Here, too, we see a familiar pattern in President Trump's misconduct. A president who declares himself above accountability, above the American people, and above Congress's power of impeachment, which is meant to protect against threats to our democratic institutions, is a president who sees himself as above the law. We must be clear, no one, not even the president, is above the law. I want to recognize the great contributions of the investigative chairs, particularly Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel, Committee on Oversight and Reform's former chairman, the late Elijah Cummings, and its new chairwoman, Carolyn Maloney, Financial Services Chairwoman Maxine Waters, and Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, who helped lay the foundation for the articles we are introducing today. I also want to thank my Judiciary Committee colleagues who were critical in our work to hold the President accountable and in the drafting of these articles. Later this week, the Judiciary Committee will meet to consider these articles of impeachment and to make a recommendation to the full House of Representatives. We do not take this action lightly, but we have taken an oath to defend the Constitution. And unlike President Trump, we understand that our duty first and foremost is to protect the Constitution and to protect the interests of the American people. That is why we must take this solemn step today. Elections are the cornerstone of democracy and are foundational to the rule of law. But the integrity of our next election is at risk from a president who has already sought foreign interference in the 2016 and 2020 elections, and who consistently puts himself above country. That is why we must act now. I want to turn now to Chairman Schiff, who will explain the evidence that supports these articles and the need for us to act with such urgency today.
So they're jumping to conclusions that not everyone agrees with. 2016, they said he played a role in the election. That's not true. In 2020, they say that the president is talking to Ukraine about playing a role in the 2020 elections. That is not true. That's where Republicans hit the road. That is why this is a partisan effort purely. And here's Adam Schiff.
Betray the public trust and undermine national security to secure foreign help in his reelection, and who would seek to abrogate the power of Congress to hold him accountable. They recognized this danger, and they prescribed a remedy, and that remedy is impeachment. It is an extraordinary remedy, and one that I've been reluctant to recommend until the actions of President Trump gave Congress no alternative. We stand here today because the president's continuing abuse of his power has left us no choice. To do nothing would make ourselves complicit in the president's abuse of his high office, the public trust, and our national security. The president's misconduct is as simple and as terrible as this. President Trump solicited a foreign nation, Ukraine, to publicly announce investigations into his opponent and a baseless conspiracy theory, Russia, to help his reelection campaign. President Trump abused the power of his office by conditioning two official acts to get Ukraine to help his reelection: the release of hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid that nation desperately needed, and a White House meeting with an ally trying to fend off Russian aggression. In so doing, he undermined our national security and jeopardized the integrity of our next election, and he does so still. The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested. And how could it not be when the president's own words on July 25th, "I would like you to do us a favor, though," lays so bare his intentions, his willingness to sacrifice the national security for his own personal interests. And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act, obstruction of Congress, of the very ability to make sure that no one is above the law, not even the president of the United States.
All right, so we're listening to the same thing that we were forced to deal with for 10 hours yesterday, countless hours weeks before. Adam Schiff's point of view, not conclusions. Anytime you hear overwhelming and uncontested evidence that we all agree on, it is not true. Does anyone have a television along with volume? Have you seen the other side? Do you flip channels and understand there's an opposing point of view? Do us a favor, though, is because we believe, as many others, there was a problem with the Ukraine in election. We've been through a lot. That's why I exposed the phone call. This is something up for debate. It is not something impeachable. So Schiff again says he's left with no choice. They said they didn't want to do it. Does anyone believe that for a second? Maxine Waters sitting there to the right, pretending not to smile. She's been calling that on the streets of Los Angeles to the halls of Washington, D.C. Nobody on the left is solemn. Nobody is sober. They are all elated. Don't let anyone kid you. For Jerry Nadler to stand up there and act like he's not happy when he's been going at it with Donald Trump since 1980, and now he has a chance where he thinks to have his moment to move forward on impeachment. This is the Democrats' moment. Yesterday there was a moment. They're going to begin to lose control, because then it's going to get to a offer the articles of impeachment. You heard it at the end of the week. Full House vote. They'll probably have the majority, but they will not, I guarantee you, have one Republican vote. They have lost already two Democratic votes more. How unprecedented is that? It is not like anything else. From Andrew Johnson to Richard Nixon to Bill Clinton, they've all gotten party support from the other party. It's not going to happen here, and it's going to be kicked to the curb. But first, over the next 2 weeks, you'll get a chance to see Joe Biden or him reject a subpoena, a chance to see Hunter Biden or reject a subpoena, have to see Adam Schiff or reject a subpoena, and you'll get to see some people on the other side who understand that there's a Ukrainian incident, there's a Ukrainian problem in 2016. A little more from Adam Schiff, if I can tolerate it.
It's so. Despite everything we have uncovered, the president's misconduct continues to this day, unapologetically and right now.
This is a pure agenda item, shift against Trump. This is Adam Schiff's last gap of relevance. However, if a Democrat wins next, he'll probably be attorney general. This is one of the most unlikable partisan people you will ever meet. Don't act like he's a deliberative person. I'm not saying he's not bright, but this is a total point of view. This is not as if the facts in, the jury's come in with a verdict. This is their opinion only. If you watched it yesterday, I'll play some of it today, but it's the same argument done circuitously. We're going to come back. I'll take some calls. I'll also have Alan West with me to go over some of this. He's been listening to as well. And then we'll have you weigh in. Tom Cotton at the bottom of the hour, he'll weigh in. Brian Kilmeade Show, it is Tuesday.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
From ooh to
aww.
Whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, spread more joy with holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And now you can get up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Discover cards in the latest trends or fill a calendar with your favorite photos. So make more merry at Vistaprint.com with up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus great deals on photo gifts. Just enter code HOLIDAY50 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Code HOLIDAY50.
This is a commercial announcement. Nancy Pelosi wants to steamroll impeachment, but polls show support for it is dropping. Now you can vote in Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577. And vote immediately in the Newsmax impeachment poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media. Let your voice be heard. Text the word ROCK to 95577. And remember, watch Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
working with a Fox celebrity profile on actress and resident DJ on the Fox show Beach Shazam, Corinne Fox. Fox is excited the show is making a surprise appearance this season with a special holiday episode.
You know, our show is a summer show, so we only really air from like May to September, and I have people tweeting me all the time like, when are you guys coming back? And I'm like, this is a nice little surprise for everyone.
She says she's a big fan of playing holiday music as soon as possible this time of year.
Yeah, I feel like once Halloween is over, I'm like already start playing all of the holiday songs. I love holiday music. It's so nostalgic.
As for a favorite episode of the show so far, she says her first one will always stand out.
So I think my first episode I ever shot of Beach Shazam, our contestants won $1 million, and I'll never forget that episode because I wasn't expecting it, and there's cannons going off, and it was just like so surreal to be there on my first day of work and see these people's lives change so dramatically. Like, it was insane.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
President Trump abused the power of his office by conditioning two official acts to get Ukraine to help his reelection. The release of hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid that nation desperately needed, and a White House meeting with an ally trying to fend off Russian aggression.
You missed the best part, overwhelming and uncontested. That's what he said the evidence was with Adam Schiff. Both those statements are not true. I don't care where you stand. Have you had a television? Have you got picked up a newspaper? You gone online? There's a lot to contest. Joining us now, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He is running for the state chair in Texas, but he just took that in. Colonel, what's your reaction?
Well, once again, this is just a partisan political stunt, and I was just looking at it before I got on with you. There is no doubt that they are reaching for a political endeavor to try to remove a duly elected president of the United States of America. This is going to completely backfire. And the hypocrisy is this. Where were those individuals, Pelosi, Schiff, and Nadler, when President Obama sent billions of dollars of cash that had been laundered in an unmarked airplane in the middle of the night to the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism? That was Iran. There was nothing said about that. When President Obama said, after my reelection, I'll have more flexibility, to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, nothing said about that. And then also, if they're so concerned about Ukraine, why didn't they say anything about the fact that President Obama sent them socks and MREs? But most importantly, these are the same individuals that said nothing during Operation Fast and Furious, a program of the Obama administration implemented by Eric Holder that resulted in the death of a United States Border Patrol agent. So, you know, the hypocrisy is laughable, Brian.
So we're watching this. It comes out. Adam Schiff got a chance to speak. Jerry Nadler got a chance to speak. Speaker Pelosi opened up. Some of the things they're saying, this is high crimes and misdemeanors. They pressured the Ukraine to violate our elections in 2020. That's a leap. And like he did in 2016. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Since when? When did Donald Trump affect 2016? Because he sat up there in the stump and watched John Podesta's emails go rifling across the world and say, hey, what about the 30,000 that Hillary Clinton left exposed? And she smashed her server and said, hey, Russia, if you see them, let me know. That's the way Trump does things. They're saying that's 2016 and 2020. Did you watch any of that yesterday? Have you ever seen something more tedious and anger-ridden as that? I would never come to the conclusion it's overwhelming and uncontested after watching any of that yesterday. Would you?
No, absolutely not. And I said, again, this is a partisan, politically driven endeavor, and I think it's going to horrifically backfire. And then, again, I also want to bring up another point. We all know that President Obama dispatched campaign operatives that were funded by the United States State Department, taxpayer money, to go and undermine Prime Minister Netanyahu's reelection in Israel. But yet we didn't hear anything from these exact same people. So, again, it just comes down to we can do whatever we want. But when it comes to the fact that we lost an election, we're going to do everything that we possibly can to overturn the will of the American people. And none of these articles of impeachment that were read said anything about quid pro quo. It said nothing about extortion, bribery, all of these other things. These are very subjective things that the Democrats have come up with, and it is all about aligning with their ideological agenda and their political purposes.
Here is James Comey yesterday on the IG report, at least the headline. This is what he claims is inside the IG report. Cut 15.
2 years of sitting silently at the FBI while you're lied about, and finally the truth is out. It was lies. There was no treason. There was no conspiracy. There was no tapping of Trump's wires. There was no putting informants in the campaign. It was all nonsense. And the FBI finally has its day with the American people, and I hope they pay attention to it.
Well, he went on, and there's no way any of that's true. I mean, some of that maybe is true. He says that there's no proof of the political bias spilling into the investigation. But these guys were being taped nonstop. Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and Stephen Halper and Joseph Mifsud were seen to be working for the U.S. I look forward to seeing if John Durham's able to uncover that. What about you?
Well, absolutely. And John Durham is pursuing a criminal case. And again, that IG report talked about, I believe, 17 inaccuracies or 17 missteps in the FISA process. We cannot live in an East German Stasi type of state. And that's exactly what we see happening now between what is going on with this impeachment, what we saw happen to President Trump and others by way of this deep state FBI Department of Justice actions and activities. So I think that I hope that the American people are paying attention to this, and they don't allow these individuals to be the ones that are in control of our country, because it's not going to be about governing. It's going to be about ruling, and they will destroy anyone that will get in their way, and that's exactly what we see playing out right now.
Absolutely. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, thanks so much. His book, Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death, is out, and you know he has served on the NRA, a board member on the NRA, is actually doing that. And is now looking now back on the Texas National Guard, and now he's running for the Texas GOP chair. Best of luck, Colonel. Thanks so much.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure. But 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Volunteers who made a wish come true for a woman living with multiple sclerosis makes today's Dean's List. Janelle Boston missed her chance to climb Mount Tyson in Tully, Queensland, Australia when she was a little girl. The hike was canceled due to bad weather. For years, she planned to return to the mountain so she could check it off her bucket list. After she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in her 20s, she was left unable to complete the hike. However, Janelle saw a post on Facebook about things people wish they had done in their life but never had the chance to do. She felt compelled to mention her dream of climbing Mount Tully. Graham Solit wanted to help, so he asked a rugby league if they would be interested in doing a training run up the mountain, and maybe they could take Janelle on their training run. The Tully rugby team was more than happy to assist in granting Janelle's wish. A local welder made a custom metal chair that would allow hikers to carry Janelle up the mountain with ease. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested. And how could it not be when the president's own words on July 25th, "I would like you to do us a favor, though," lays so bare his intentions, his willingness to sacrifice the national security for his own personal interests. And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act, obstruction of Congress, of the very ability to make sure that no one is above the law, not even the president of the United States.
Adam Schiff, moments ago, led by Nancy Pelosi, two articles of impeachment are entered. It is official. It's obstruction of Congress and it's abuse of power. They are high crimes and misdemeanor, according to Democrats only in the House. Joining us now is a Republican in every way, former House member himself, Senator Tom Cotton, author of Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour of Arlington National Cemetery. He chronicles his days there and the history around there. Also important, too, he's going to bat for a buddy of his who's running for his old seat. Running for Sean Duffy's old seat, Jason Church, over in Wisconsin. And he's a very impressive guy, too. He's Jason Church. He is a great candidate, according to the senator, who lost his legs in an IED explosion in Afghanistan, endured over 20 surgeries to Walter Reed, and managed to finish law school in Wisconsin and wants to pick up where Congressman Duffy left off. Senator, I got to ask you to pick up where Adam Schiff left off. Do you believe the president's committed impeachable offenses?
Hey, Brian, it's good to be on with you again. Thanks for the mention of Sacred Duty. Great Christmas gift for all the
absolutely,
veterans,
it's fantastic.
Service members and family members on your Christmas list. And thanks, too, for mentioning Jason Church. Jason is a great candidate in northern Wisconsin. You know, they've got a special election coming up in just a couple months. I've endorsed him. Dan Crenshaw has endorsed him. Joni Ernst has endorsed him because this is an Army Ranger who didn't just volunteer for service but really sacrificed a lot for our nation. He lost both his legs, as you say, to a bomb blast in Afghanistan. Over the course of 21 surgeries, as Walter Reed was putting him back together, he got to know Ron Johnson, and he's been working for Ron Johnson up in the Northwoods for the last 2 years. The Taliban could take Jason's legs, but they couldn't take his heart, and he's got a real heart for service, and he wants to serve the people of Wisconsin once again on the front lines here in Washington, D.C., and I hope they send him here. And as you can tell from the press conference you just played leading into this interview, Brian, we need some reinforcements over in the House. Adam Schiff, or Shifty Schiff, as I like to call him, is one of the most dishonest members of Congress. That was proven again yesterday in the new Department of Justice Inspector General report about the FBI's errors and mistakes and omissions in starting the investigation of the Trump campaign. Contrary to everything that Adam Schiff said at the time and had access and all the information that he had access to. Now, he and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi are in a rush to impeach Donald Trump before Christmas. Why are they doing that, Brian? For the third or fourth time, they're trying to impeach Donald Trump for one simple reason, because he committed the unforgivable sin of beating Hillary Clinton. They're trying to reverse the results of the last election because they're afraid they cannot beat him in the next election.
Well, they say it's high crimes and misdemeanors. They do this somberly and soberly. It's their constitutional duty. They would not be serving the Constitution had they done that. They also say the president was pressuring the Ukraine to violate our next election like he did in our first election. Where are they getting that?
They are making those claims up largely from thin air, Brian. Let's remember what the president said in the phone call, the transcript of which he released. He said that in addition to just normal diplomatic conversation and congratulation to President Zelensky on victories and elections in Ukraine, that he wanted to make sure that Ukraine was focused on cleaning up the corrosive and system-wide corruption in its government and across its country. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that is appropriate to do. And yes, part of that corruption, at least the appearance of it, is the fact that Hunter Biden was making $80,000 a month on a board of a corrupt Ukrainian oligarch at a time when Joe Biden was the Obama administration's point man for Ukraine policy. That's not just the appearance of a conflict of interest, Brian. That is an actual and immediate conflict of interest, because all you have to do is ask yourself, what do you think that oligarch was paying Hunter Biden $80,000 a month for? He was paying for protection that comes with the last name Joe Biden, or with the last name Biden.
You segued into that, so let's do it. Joe Biden cannot answer that question. He challenges people to push up. He yells and screams at them. He puts his finger in their face, which for a 77-year-old with 50 years of political experience, it's stunning to see that he has no answer for why was your son in a job he wasn't qualified for in a country you were in charge of for a previous administration known for corruption. So here's what Joe Biden said now to NPR, who asked him. Cut six.
There were former White House aides of yours who tried to warn you about the potential conflicts of interest.
Nobody warned me about a potential conflict of interest. Nobody warned me about that. And at the same time, this
George Kent, the State Department official, testified that he raised it to you.
No,
and
he
yourself,
didn't say
to yourself,
me. He did not
to
say
yourself,
I never,
stand corrected.
Never heard that once.
To your staff,
all.
And your staff and told him he has no bandwidth.
Well, my son was dying. I guess that's why he said it, because my son was on his deathbed. But that's not the reason why they should have told me. And the fact of the matter is, my son testified and did an interview saying if he, looking back on it, made a mistake.
Okay. First he denied it. And then he said, looking back, and now he told the New Yorker magazine, his son did, his dad said, you know what you're doing. He said, I do, Dad. So he knew it was a problem. He just lied again, and at the very least admit the appearances are bad, and he should have come down on it. John Kerry said the same thing. I had no idea Hunter Biden was on that board. Well, your stepson was offered it and walked away from it. Does anybody talk to anyone on Thanksgiving or Christmas or Memorial Day where this might come up?
So, Brian, it sounds like Joe Biden is mounting the classic defense. He's not my dog. He didn't bite you. You kicked him first.
Right.
Or maybe another classic defense. we did nothing wrong and we promise not to do it again. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, you said that Joe Biden lied. Maybe he did. Maybe I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and just say that he forgot about this, as he forgets about so much these days. But there is a clear evidentiary basis that Joe Biden knew at the time that his son Hunter Biden, shortly after being kicked out of the Navy for testing positive for cocaine, had just, lo and behold, been given a job at $80,000 a month a year for a Ukrainian oligarch. This is not something where Hunter Biden was an expert, and it went back 15 years, predating Joe Biden's time as vice president. He got this job because his father was the vice president. Joe Biden could have solved all these problems, Brian, if he had simply said the day that Hunter Biden got that job, you know what, President Obama, I shouldn't be involved in Ukraine policy anymore. I'm going to step out. You can have John Kerry run it. You can have Susan Rice run it. Someone else should be the point person. I should recuse myself on matters of Ukraine. If he had done that, there'd be no problem, right?
Lindsey Graham said that Hunter Biden was calling to the State Department on behalf of Burisma. That's a huge issue, and that's going to be blown up, I imagine, once it gets to the Senate. But before I talk to you about impeachment getting to the Senate with you, Senator Tom Cotton, for three straight weeks, I watch all the Sunday shows because I want to drive myself nuts on Sunday. So I watched Chuck Todd try to blow up Ron Johnson, Senator Kennedy, and then Ted Cruz on the issue, did Ukraine meddle in our election, as if both can't be true, Russia and the Ukraine. Here's the latest one. Ted Cruz. You might not agree with Ted Cruz, but no one doubts his competence. Let's listen.
Do you believe Ukraine meddled in the American election in 2016?
I do, and I think there's considerable evidence.
You do? You do?
Yes, and Chuck, let me say, I have been in multiple briefings year after year after year about foreign interference in our election. Russia's tried to interfere in our elections. China's tried to interfere in our elections. North Korea's tried to interfere in our elections. Ukraine has tried to interfere in our elections. This is not new. 2016 is not the first year they did it, and they're going to keep trying.
Are you under the belief, Senator, that that Ukraine played a role in the 2016 mess?
So Brian, here's where I would say that to Chuck Todd and all of these liberal reporters who are acting shocked that Senator Cruz or others would say something like that. Russia interfered in our elections in a organized, systematic, and top-down way. If they would like to learn more about that, they can read the report that I co-authored as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee about that very interference. The fact that we all agree that Russia committed such acts does not mean that they were the only country who might have interfered in some way in our campaign. One of those countries would be Ukraine, whose sitting ambassador wrote a op-ed condemning Donald Trump and therefore necessarily openly supporting Hillary Clinton, for whom the New York Times senior political reporter has reported that Democratic operatives were working as go-betweens between the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign on one hand and the Ukrainian embassy on the other hand. It was not systematic. It was not top-down in the way Russia's interference was, but that does not mean it didn't happen. And you can believe both things at once, contrary to what all of these reporters on TV are trying to suggest.
Senator, the other thing is you're going to get this. It's going to be on your lap, impeachment, in the Senate after the holidays. Do you know of any procedures that are in place? They say it could be a two-week trial. Do you know what procedures in place, and do you know where you would stand, and do you know any Republican senator that's wavering?
I'm not aware of any Republican senator who thinks that these facts, as we know them, warrant impeachment, much less removal from office. In fact, I would predict that both in the House and in the Senate, more Democrats will vote with us than Republicans voting against the president. As far as the process goes, Brian, I can't really predict much. It really is kind of up to what the Senate decides on majority votes. We have some standing rules of impeachment. These impeachment trials happen more often than you might think because we've had them over the years with, you know, a lot of federal district judges that obviously don't get the same kind of attention as a presidential impeachment does. But we do have some precedent. The kind of background rule, say we'll come into trial every day shortly after lunch and go Monday through Saturday. That really, I can tell you, is not very popular around the Senate. Senators sit there quietly. They don't ask questions. They don't give speeches. That also may not be popular with a lot of senators. But in terms of how long it will last, what the process will be, it really depends in part on what the president's attorneys request and what the Senate ends up voting on. And that's about as much as we know right now.
Something else, because you joined the infantry after graduating college and you served this country, then went into Congress and the Senate. And one thing I know must have struck home when the Washington Post gets a hold of some papers that reveal that over the last 18 years, we have not gotten the accurate assessment of what's been taking place in Afghanistan in that war that cost so many American lives. What strikes you from what you know?
Well, Brian, you know, I haven't had a chance to dig into all those papers yet, but I will say simply that I, like most Arkansans, are not satisfied with the progress we've made in Afghanistan. I mean, I look at where it was when I left there 10 years ago, and I see us having backslid in several provinces around the country. What's clear is that the military victory that we had in the immediate aftermath of 9/11 is a necessary but not sufficient condition to have a political success, something that guarantees our security by ensuring that Afghanistan doesn't fall back into the hands of a Taliban that is allied with al-Qaeda or ISIS or other foreign terrorist organizations. And that really should be our objective, is a negotiated political compromise between the elected government of Afghanistan and some of the critical regional players, along with the Taliban, if they renounce their support for groups like al-Qaeda, in which we don't have to maintain the troop levels we have there today, but Afghanistan also doesn't become a lawless safe haven against which or from which terrorist attacks can be launched against the United States and our citizens.
Where Iran and Russia get another foothold. And lastly, the Pensacola shooting, brutal. A Saudi national we're trying to train in our military SWAT program ends up becoming radicalized, reportedly on a trip home, killing three Americans, wounding others. It could have been worse, but it was bad. Matt Gaetz said this last night. I'm wondering if you agree.
The first thing we need to do is join Governor DeSantis's call for the kingdom to step up for the victims. The second thing we need to do is what Senator Graham and I will be calling for, and that is an immediate suspension of the program wherein we bring Saudis here to the United States without sufficient vetting to stop something like this, and then we put ourselves at risk. And then absolutely we need to support the FBI's investigation and not allow anything to impair it. But at some point, we've got to look at this relationship more broadly, Tucker, and wonder how much from Saudi Arabia are we willing to take?
How much did Senator Tom Cotton glean from this horrific incident last Friday?
So first off, my heart breaks for those sailors who were killed and wounded and for their families. Second, clearly there needs to be accountability. It is not clear whether the accountability lies, but to have a foreign national in our international military training programs who is radicalized and commits mass murder in this way means that we had a breakdown in our system. Maybe it was in our military. Maybe it was in Saudi Arabia. Maybe it was the connection between the two. But I strongly support what Secretary Esper has said, that they're going to have a full investigation of it. There has to be accountability. Whether that lies with Saudi Arabia or in our own military is yet to be determined. But we also clearly have to fix the way we vet candidates for these international military training programs. Look, I went through schools with foreign nationals. We had a Georgian soldier in my Ranger school who was as good as any American soldier with whom I served there. We get important benefits by having our allies send their soldiers, sailors, airmen, marine, to train with us. But that cannot come at the price of the safety and security of our own service members and their families and our communities.
Senator, we got so much to discuss. I really appreciate you going through me all these topics. Senator Tom Cotton going to bat for his buddy Jason Church, who looking to fill Sean Duffy's old seat in Wisconsin, and that's going to be a special election. We'll keep an eye on that. Senator, I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Brian.
You got it, sir. 1-866-408-7669. We'll take some calls in just a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-807-8216 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-807-8216. 800-807-8216. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-807-8216.
This is a commercial announcement. Nancy Pelosi wants to steamroll impeachment, but polls show support for it is dropping. Now you can vote in Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577. And vote immediately in the Newsmax impeachment poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media. Let your voice be heard. Text the word ROCK to 95577. And remember, watch Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
For most of us, bedtime will be coming soon. We'll turn off the lights, pull back the covers, and lay down our heads. But sadly, for those without shelter throughout our community, there's no such thing as bedtime. Want to fight for these people? When you give to the Salvation Army, you help struggling families win the battle to find warmth, a bed, and a safe place to sleep. Please visit givewestwoodone.org. That's givewestwoodone.org to make a donation.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. An explosive day again. Articles of impeachment officially offered, congressional obstruction of justice, obstruction of Congress, and abuse of power. That's what the two they're going with. In about 15 minutes, we're going to hear Nancy Pelosi say the USMCA is a go. Tuesday, it's going to be signed in Mexico City. Right now, Jared Kushner and Robert Lighthizer are jettisoning to Mexico City and just iron out the final details. That's good news for the country. They like the look of, hey, I'm going to impeach, but I can still get something done. We'll see. Don't buy it. I'm so glad the USMCA is getting done, but it could have got done a year ago. Jerry, listen on WOKV in Jacksonville. Jerry.
Hey, Brian. Every time I call, I tell you I love your show, man.
I appreciate it.
I have to let you know that I'm a Democrat. I listen to you, man, because I got a feeling that you were middle of the road. If something's wrong, you're going to call it out, and
absolutely,
nobody's going to control that, right?
Now, how did you view the impeachment announcement?
I don't think we shouldn't be impeaching him. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I thought that the impeachment of Bill Clinton was stupid and we shouldn't have done that. And for me to sit here and say that we should do the same thing again, it's just not right. I do believe that we need to send a message to Donald Trump that he is not above the law, maybe censoring him and then letting the people in 2020 decide. I totally agree with that. And I wanted to get your take on that.
Couple of things. When you came out and said the evidence is overwhelming, not you, but Adam Schiff came out and says the evidence is overwhelming and uncontested, right there it's under dispute. It's disputed in that statement. This is not an impeachable offense. If you don't like the way he did it, he delays, he pushes, he prods. He does it with trade. He does it with opponents. He does it with staffers. That's what he's doing with Zelensky. He's like, listen, I know some stuff went on during the 2016 election. I want to make sure this is straightened out before I write that check. And I'm really curious about what was going on in 2016 where people out to get me. That's Trump being Trump. This is that. And listen, I don't love it. If I was an attorney working with the President of the United States, I'd put my hand over the phone and go, Mr. President, make it clear. You're not making any demands. And he could have straightened the whole thing out. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. North Korea fires its 14th major public weapons test this year.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Newtown, Connecticut marked the 7th anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School Saturday with vigils, church services, even a moment of joy when their high school football team won the Class AA State Football Championship. 20 first graders, 6 educators died in one of the nation's deadliest school shootings on December 14, 2012. Labor dispute at the venue for next week's Democratic presidential debate is putting the event in jeopardy.
The Democratic National Committee says it's trying to come up with an acceptable resolution that would allow the presidential candidates' debate, scheduled next Thursday in Los Angeles, to proceed. All seven of the candidates scheduled to take part are threatening to boycott the event at Loyola Marymount University if an ongoing labor dispute forces them to cross picket lines. Unite Here, Local 11, says it's been negotiating with a service company since March on a collective bargaining agreement for 150 workers on the university's campus. The union says the company abruptly canceled scheduled contract negotiations last week. I'm Mike Crossia.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk USA, you're probably paying too much for your cell service. Pure Talk covers 99% of the country, and plans start at just $20 per line with no contract and a one-month risk-free guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get 50% off your first month when you call now. Just go to puretalkusa.com and enter promo code HALFOFF. That's puretalkusa.com, promo code HALFOFF.
It's time to sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. And Home Advisor is here to give you a hand with any last-minute lingering home projects on your to-do list. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor connects you with top-rated pros in seconds. Read reviews from your neighbors, request quotes, and check the project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. To find the right pro at a fair price, go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. And happy holidays from your friends at Home Advisor.
New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clements says police divers returned to the waters around New Zealand's volcanic White Island Saturday to search for the remaining two victims of an eruption that left at least 16 dead and dozens severely burned.
We've got some thoughts with regard to what's happened to those, and we just need to better confirm that through the planning process. Very confident that one of them is in the sea, because it was seen in the sea. What's happened to the other one, we've just got some work to do to try and backtrack and make a determination around that.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern called on New Zealanders to observe a minute's silence in memory of victims of the disaster at 2:11 p.m. Monday, exactly a week from the day from the eruption. Ardern and her cabinet will pause in silence during their regular meeting at Parliament in Wellington. Of the 15 people injured in the eruption, 11 still are in very critical condition. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California's chief executive snubs Pacific Gas and Electric.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has rejected a $13.5 billion settlement that Pacific Gas and Electric struck just last week, with thousands of people who lost homes, businesses, and family members in a series of devastating fires that drove the nation's largest utility into bankruptcy. The decision announced Friday in a five-page letter to PG&E CEO William D. Johnson marks a major setback in the utility's race to meet a June 30th deadline to emerge from bankruptcy protection. Patrick Frost reporting.
U.S. regulators approved an expanded use of a fish oil-based drug for preventing serious heart complications in certain patients. The Food and Drug Administration Friday approved VASCEPA for reducing risk of potentially deadly or disabling cardiac complications. The drug has already been approved for people with sky-high triglycerides. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
from the Fox News radio studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This hour, we're going to be joined by Howie Kurtz. Bring us in on the media, how they're playing the IG report, how they're playing impeachment. Chris Steuerwolf is now out of the shower, ready to go. He's set to launch and talk about maybe losing some votes when it comes to impeachment, even though this infernal, this interminable debate continues. They finished up last night about 10:45, and now they're back again in at the Judiciary Committee debating the two articles of impeachment. So we'll discuss that. And we also are expecting Nancy Pelosi to have a press conference. We were expecting to have a press conference sometime this morning. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Joe Biden's taking hits from everyone, and he's continued to lead the field and is now coming up in the early battleground states because he's the only one kind of moving an economic message right now that makes sense to middle voters.
And no offense, Mr. Messina, I don't think it has anything to do with economic message. He's the only one people know and are comfortable with. And being that the big story is always Trump, impeachment, Horowitz report, nobody's even talking about the Democrats. Biden proving me wrong again, still polling strong, but once again age is front and center, as rumors are having it, Politico wrote about it, that he's saying I'll only run one term. That changes everything.
Number two.
So, with a heavy heart, but clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment. I urge my colleagues to support them as well.
The charismatic Jerry Nadler, impeachment day, House style. The tedious markup last night continues today. And if Dems were looking for national momentum around their oust Trump cause, they should not hold their breath.
Number one.
We found, and as we outline here, are deeply concerned that so many basic and fundamental errors were made by three separate handpicked investigative teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigations.
There you go. That is Michael Horowitz, the IG report, breaking down the 434 pages. And we can all agree it does not make the FBI look good at all. Clear thinkers also agree with me. Not by a standard, not by any standard was Trump treated fairly. And that's what I firmly believe. I think the thing that emerged yesterday is, unlike what's going on in the House, there's no reason for Democrats to be protective of the FBI here. All you do is look at what the Obama-appointed inspector general came up with, and you should say it's indefensible. And you might, maybe where the rubber hits the road, if you say that he would have won by more if it wasn't for this happening. But the way the FISA system is now exposed, at least in this case, I think should not separate Democrats and Republicans. Joining us now, Chris Steuerwolf, political editor for Fox News, Fox News Halftime Report, and you see him everywhere. Hey, Chris.
First of all, I don't shower, and for you to intimate that I bathe is just wrong.
At the top of the hour. I did. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, didn't think you were quite ready.
Yeah, it's okay. Whatever.
All right, you're a little ticked. Chris, what do you walk away with the Horowitz report? Now, what you've thought, maybe you read the summary. And now, after you've seen this, after you've seen the TV show, what do you think?
So, Horowitz remains very impressive. we've had many weeks. I think about this every time I hear, what's his name? Josh Hawley says the government should run the internet, or I hear Andrew Yang say that the government should open prescription drug factories. I hear people say all these things the government should do. If you've been watching television at all for the past month or so and listening to these people, I think we could all agree that these people should not be in charge of anything. Literally nothing should these people be in charge of. I would not let this collective body house sit for me or take my dog in to the vet. Just no, absolutely not. This is a conservative should be happy for the past month, if only to see how terrible the people in your government are at their jobs and that you should not want them to run anything. There have been standout moments. There have been people who are really good and really impressive. Horowitz is one of those people. He made a very impressive case for himself and for his report. I wonder whether we're having the right conversation, though, nationally. The Wall Street Journal has looked at this and talked about it, and some places have talked about it, but I assume that they were more careful with getting wiretaps on a member of a major party presidential candidate than they were with an ordinary nobody who never gets redress. I assume that they were more meticulous with this work than they were in ordinary cases, especially people who we see as unsavory, especially people who we see as shady. The FISA court needs to answer, right? The FBI and the FISA court need to answer about this. I understand why it's a crucial program. I understand why it's important. I understand why in the post 9/11 reforms, blah, 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 blah. Got it. There needs to be a reckoning here, though, because what we see in that report and how lazy, sloppy, and self-regarding the work of these agents were, there needs to be some real accountability here.
Right. There should be. And how about this? When you talk about sloppiness, and I think you're intimating, what about the guy in Dallas or the family in California that is not getting the scrutiny? Are they getting a fair shot? I mean, you would think they got to play the perfect game with someone like Donald Trump, a Republican nominee trying to be president of the United States. Right. They didn't get close. And I think the most egregious thing, obviously, is when they found out, called the CIA and say, hey, has Carter Page done any work for you? CIA goes, yeah, great. I think I'm going to write down that he didn't. Is that a problem?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem.
Right. And then to say the Steele dossier, and after this, I will never say the word dossier again.
Thank you.
But the Steele dossier, well, it wasn't really used, was part of it. It doesn't really stand out. That doesn't stand up to the test. It turns out it played a major role. And even Christopher Steele wasn't saying that it's airtight.
The concerns that we should have about the way the FBI operate. Look, James Comey's got a lot of chutzpah. He's got all of the chutzpah. The idea that this guy is going out and still acting like a martyr and still acting like he is the last honest man in Washington. I joked the other day. I used to say that James Comey was the second worst FBI director in history. Now I got to say, he's given J. Edgar Hoover a run for his money. It's neck and neck now, this guy. When you read about, and it is the incompetence, yes, but just the self-regard, and we saw it with Comey so many times. His decision, for example, with Hillary Clinton and her mishandling of state secrets. Remember that press conference he gave?
Yeah.
And then later people said, why did you do that? That was so weird. And he said that he had decided himself that he couldn't really work through channels anymore, and he just needed to do it himself. And that's what this report shows. That attitude, that self-regarding, arrogant attitude comes through in this report.
Right. In fact, here's a little of James Comey from Monday.
2 years of sitting silently at the FBI while you're lied about, and finally the truth is out. It was lies. There was no treason. There was no conspiracy. There was no tapping of Trump's wires. There was no putting informants in the campaign. It was all nonsense. And the FBI finally has its day with the American people, and I hope they pay attention to it.
Chris Wallace has got him on Sunday, and I think that that was part of the arrogance. Now they have their day. Did he even read the 19-page summary, let alone the 434 pages, and come to that conclusion?
Now, look, you know what we do here in Washington. We find, you know, the story about the blind men with an elephant. One of them says this is a snake. Another one says it's a rope. Another one says it's the trunk of a tree. They can't see the whole animal. We know that in Washington we like to pick and choose the part that is most flattering to us. And for, I don't know, a day and a half, that narrative that Comey was pushing in that clip carried the day in Washington. That myopic, narrow view about what the report said carried the day. Oh, FBI's cleared. Man, that testimony, Horowitz's testimony, and the follow-on headlines today, brutal. And Christopher Wray, I think, has the confidence of everybody that I talked to, at least in Congress. Christopher Wray is very well thought of, but he's going to have to show that the reforms that he has enacted and continues to enact are substantive.
Here's Lindsey Graham.
Former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. So when Comey speaks about FISA, you shouldn't listen. You should listen to Mr. Horowitz. He's not vindicated. And to be concerned about the FISA warrant process is not nonsense.
So that's, in a way, and this is where my open was, I understand it's partisan in the House right now. You're just screaming at each other. Literally, they're screaming at each other right now.
Right now.
But Horowitz, Democrats can sit there and be true to their party and still be outraged at Horowitz. It doesn't have to cut on party lines. Do you agree with me?
I agree, and I also think that it won't. I think that this is the kind of thing. So there's the stuff that this is why there shouldn't be cameras in Congress. I want the cameras out. It's been a 40-year experiment that has failed us badly. So they're preening today. They're trying to create sound bites to get on TV. It's dumb. But an issue like this later, a year from now, when Lindsey Graham or Jerry Nadler come back at the Justice Department and say, show me, they will. Because this is, it's not bipartisan, it's transpartisan. There is nothing in regard. Liberals dislike the FISA court more than conservatives, right? At their core, liberal Democrats dislike the idea of government surveillance even more than national security-minded conservatives. That's actually where the action is. And yeah, they're letting it pass right now. They're not talking about it too much. But I would suspect that over the next year, you will see Democrats slide in on this and the pressure applied to the Justice Department.
That'll be great, because this is a little scary, the way we're at right now. Because if you don't get Carter Page, if you don't get the FISA warrant for Carter Page, you probably don't have the Mueller report.
I don't know about that.
Because you don't have the investigation.
Well, you know how you get the investigation? You know how you get the Mueller investigation? You have the president on a made-up piece of letterhead try to fire James Comey when he is in Los Angeles giving a speech instead of waiting a week and using the memo that Rod Rosenstein drafted. That's how you get the
money. Oh, that was dumb. No one's going to ever defend that. But I would say we don't get to that point because there is no investigation. There's no pulling aside in Trump Tower as he goes, runs into his limousine and starts typing up the conversation. To me, Chris, I believe that they thought Trump was an agent of Russia. That's the only reason you don't give him a defensive briefing, judging by what we know right now. Instead of saying, hey, Chris Christie, hey, Rudy Giuliani, hey, guys, I need to speak to you. You know, there's some there's Russian activity. You couldn't possibly know that in our election. And now we got some of your people walking around you. You don't know them too well, I guess, judging by our background.
But what do you know about these guys?
Know about? Then I'm saying that then we just stop it. And Trump, I don't know if you noticed, but he's not afraid to fire people. So he fired Manafort on the New York Times story about the Ukraine on a Sunday. He would have got rid of Papadopoulos. He probably couldn't even pronounce his name. And I like George. You got a chance to know him. He's a nice guy. But he doesn't know him. And he doesn't know Carter Page.
The one for me, though, here, the way they really got themselves in Dutch on this was the Trump Tower meeting. And that was the one that it's not that all things are forgivable. Life is long. That's really how they got themselves really mixed up here. And that was Manafort and Kushner and Don Jr. having the meeting. And then they lied about what the meeting was. And then they, actually, we knew what it was about.
Oh, I thought it was the briefing. I think all that stuff wouldn't have mattered if we were headed it off ahead of time because I don't
know. That's
Russia,
true. Yeah. No, that's true, because had the FBI gone to the Trump campaign earlier and said, hey, be on the lookout, the Russians are trying to mess with your campaign and they're reaching out to you, then yes, Don Jr. would not have sent an email like, yeah, that would be sweet if you could get dirt on Hillary Clinton from Russia. That would be awesome. He would not have sent that email. That's true.
I agree. So I'm going to play this for Howie Kurtz, but I want to play for you too. Cut 21. This is the media commenting about what they've heard so far from Horowitz. Everybody except us.
Let's be crystal clear here. The IG did find some alarming instances of FBI misconduct. This part is damning. Why were you misleading the foreign intelligence? Why was that not reported up the chain of command? That is a very legitimate beef. It is striking.
There were very clear mistakes made by the FBI, and a particular point was something that is pretty egregious, which is the altering of a document to not inform the court and to not inform others that Carter Page was actually also at times a confidential source of the CIA.
Yep. I was heartened to hear that. It doesn't have to be partisan. This is terrible all around.
And I don't think it is. I have not seen
good
a bunch of rank partisanship going on here. I think the Democrats are understandably being more quiet than the Republicans, but I don't hear Democrats sallying forth to say, oh, no, we herald the great work of James Comey and McCabe.
He is Chris Darwell. We'll look forward to seeing you on the channel everywhere we can because we have cable.
Never tell people I shower.
Absolutely not. Never happen again. My fault. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Then we welcome in Chris Starwalt's classmate, Howie Kurtz, and the Washington Bureau. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel?
Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
This is a commercial announcement. Nancy Pelosi wants to steamroll impeachment, but polls show support for it is dropping. Now you can vote in Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577. And vote immediately in the Newsmax impeachment poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media. Let your voice be heard. Text the word ROCK to 95577. And remember, watch Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing. Not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Kilmeade.
Welcome back, guys. We have a little bit of time to take some phone calls and welcome in Howie Kurtz. A lot to discuss there. Do you know, I did not know this. Allison just told me nobody on the nightly news led with Horowitz or impeachment. Impeachment. Eric lives on WXJB in Homosa, Florida. Hey, Eric.
How are you? That's Homosassa.
Homosassa. Thanks for that. That's why I don't live there. I can never pronounce it.
That's all good. Hey, I don't know. I'm not a fan. But anyways, for him to believe that the Mueller investigation should have went on is ridiculous because they knew in January, probably before he was even sworn in, that it was all bogus. And sit there and talk about everything that's been talked about, but the big elephant in the room that nobody has yet to ask anybody, well, whose signature does it take to start a counterintelligence investigation? So sooner or later, people got to start talking about Obama and all his clowns that he had in office.
I think it's going to be Durham. Don't you?
Hope Trump starts a new party. I'll be the first one to say it. I think he's going to start a new party after the election. Be a great time.
Do what Bloomberg did. He gets elected as a Republican. Then becomes independent, then goes to a Democrat, just keep moving, just keep getting elected. I think he's pretty happy with the Republican Party right now. I don't really know who he's disappointed in the Republican Party. They're pretty loyal to him.
They are loyal to him because they know they need his vote, you know, his support. The problem is that half of them are against him. If you're going to sit here and tell me that Burr and Graham have his back when they could be leading all these committees and exposing everything to the people, that's how the people... And you know, it was funny, Steyerwald made, that's the worst thing they ever did was put cameras in there. Well, you know what? That's how people find out who people are. You watch them.
Yeah, but the problem is people don't sincerely get things done like you and I because they're all preening for the cameras. That's his point. But I'm a fan of Chris's. It's okay to disagree. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Howie Kurtz, break down how the media is covering this as opposed to how they're not covering the impeachment trial.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A compassionate nurse who adopted and saved the life of a man makes today's Dean's List. Lori Wood is an ICU nurse at Piedmont Noonan Hospital in Georgia, and she met Jonathan Pinkard after she was assigned to care for him back in December of 2018. Jonathan was in need of a heart transplant. He was ineligible for the transplant list because doctors require organ recipients to have stable support systems so that patients are guaranteed to have someone to take care of them after the operation. But his luck changed after he met Lori. They quickly bonded over their love of football and family feud. And as the nurse became more familiar with her patient's circumstances, she knew she had to help him. 2 days after she met Jonathan, Lori offered to adopt him and become his legal guardian so he could be placed on the transplant list. He accepted. And Jonathan went through a successful heart transplant. Thank you, Lori, for being an angel and saving Jonathan's life. Janice Dean, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Breaking news tonight. Was it a hate crime? The terrifying new surveillance. The moment two attackers exit a van carrying long guns. Also breaking, the multi-million dollar settlement tentatively reached between Harvey Weinstein and his alleged sexual misconduct victims.
Breaking news tonight. Targeted for murder.
stunning surveillance video shows the moment two shooters jump out of a van, opening fire on a kosher market in New Jersey. Predicted to fail, federal regulators worried 15 more 737 MAX planes could crash.
Tonight, several developing stories, the chilling new video, the targeted attack. New surveillance tonight at the deadly shootout outside New York City. The battle on the Hill tonight after the Inspector General's report determined no deep state, no spying on the Trump campaign, contradicting President Trump.
Well, that was the nightly news. And by the way, that ABC report, not accurate, and certainly not telling the whole story, but not leading with impeachment, and only one had Horowitz in it. Observing that with his criticism and critique always is Howie Kurtz, host of Fox News Channel's runaway hit Media Buzz. You see his Sundays from 11 to 12. He's also the author of Media Madness, Donald Trump, the Press, and the War Over the Truth, which, of course, you have a whole nother book to write on that. Howie, are you surprised that the networks didn't lead with impeachment?
Maybe they're as sick of it as much of the American public. I'm not shocked, and I'll tell you why, although I am really surprised that it wasn't the second story. For one thing, networks love crime. But for another thing, you know, I'm sure if you went back and looked at whether or not impeachment-related stuff led to network news most days, you would find that the answer was yes. Yesterday was sort of an interim day because the House Judiciary Committee was beginning its endless speechifying, which is going on as we speak, and is holding the vote today. So we'll lead today. It will lead next week when the House does it, as everyone expects. I think maybe the network folks were just looking for a little change of pace.
Maybe. It's just unbelievable because it happens so rare. Sadly, I think it's going to be less rare. But you don't have a lot of Democratic buy-in. The American people aren't clamoring for it. It's certainly not turning on the president, and it doesn't seem to be hurting him. In fact, Howie, the sub-story is how many Democrats are not going to vote for it instead of how many Republicans will.
You know, the Washington Post has a pretty good piece today on that about Democratic moderates. It's not clear. It could be a half dozen. It could be more who don't want to vote for any of these articles of impeachment. These are who are in, you know, sort of Trump-friendly swing districts. So we haven't heard much about that. At the same time, obviously, Nancy Pelosi has the votes. Nobody is seriously debating that. I've been spending a lot of time, Brian, thinking about why, having covered previous impeachments, this doesn't seem to have the drama and the impact, not that, much of the country is and talking about it, of course. And I think part of the reason is, you know, that media and the Democrats have been investigating Trump for 3 years, including the 2 years spent on Russia, and there's just a certain amount of scandal fatigue. And secondly, it feels like a scripted drama right now. Everybody knows how this is going to come out. The House Democrats will, on a pretty much party line vote, will vote to impeach next week, and the Senate, whether it's a Republican majority, will vote to acquit. And I think people are like, all right, let's get this thing over with.
Howie Kurtz with us. Howie, I think you're right about that. And when it gets to the Senate, Lindsey Graham just weighed in an interview on our network and came out and said, hey, when this gets to the Senate, I'm not calling Joe Biden and I'm not calling Hunter Biden. It's got a few of my callers upset. Let's listen.
Here's what's going to happen. I hope we'll look at the record they used to impeach the president. If they get 218 votes, that will be the trial record. Let the House managers present their case. Let the president's lawyers comment on the House case, then vote. I don't have any desire to call the vice president. I don't have any desire to call Pompeo, Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden. We can look at the Biden affair outside of impeachment. My goal is to end this as soon as possible for the good of the country, because I think it's a danger to the presidency to legitimize this.
And, you know, how he's the one who also came out and said, I believe in Mueller. He does not believe in Comey, and he was a very big skeptic yesterday. For me, this backs up how sincere Lindsey Graham is, even though he gets a lot of blowback, because Republicans are kind of mad about that. And the president's not happy about that. He wants Hunter and Joe Biden there.
I'm sure he does. Look, to some extent, Lindsey Graham is making lemonade out of lemons, because he probably couldn't get – you have to have a majority vote in the Senate to call any of these witnesses, and the margin is close enough that it would be difficult. But also, if they get involved in a huge procedural wrangle, I mean, I think the thinking now is, despite some early pundits saying, oh, Mitch McConnell won't even bring this up, that's not happening. There will be a trial. I think the trial will probably last 1 to 2 weeks. The Republicans don't want to turn this into a 4 or 6 week spectacle. They might have been tempted just to screw up the Democratic primaries by having fights over, do you call Joe Biden, do you call Hunter Biden. I think it'll be a quick trial. I think everybody knows how it's going to come out, and the Senate and the Congress can go back to voting on things that affect more Americans directly.
So I'm for clarity, especially because people are so busy in their lives. They're not following it like we're following it. And people see FISA and their eyes roll and go, what is FISA? You know, they're not doing like we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And when Lindsey Graham yesterday made that presentation and he's saying, okay, here's what's going on. Here are the people investigating the president. Here's what they think. This is what they were texting each other. This is what was left out of the FISA report. This is what the Steele dossier did. This is what the Steele dossier did to get the Carter Page FISA approved. So we know it was a dominant role in it. We know that Carter Page, the fact that he did some work for the CIA, was left out of it. In fact, the reverse was put in. So you have some underlings of the FBI doing some corrupt things. And then he came out and said, who wouldn't be suspect about people investigating you and pretending as if there's no bias? Oh, this is how I feel, but it's not going to affect my job. If that's you being investigated, Howie Kurtz or Brian Kilmeade, we'd be skeptical people can approach us with that kind of animus and be fair about it. So I'm shocked that we see ABC, Phil Muir, or David Muir, that guy too, would come out and say the conspiracies, there was nothing there. When if you watch that for 5 minutes, you know there's a huge problem with that.
There's absolutely no question, Brian, that the Inspector General of DOJ, Michael Horowitz, found really serious stuff, really serious problems with, and including a possible, you know, criminal violation by altering a document in the way of all the FISA stuff was handled and in the origins of the Russia investigation. But at the same time, this gets into sort of the parallel universe problem. The other top headline out of that report is, despite what President Trump and Lindsey Graham and various allies have been saying, in Horowitz's opinion, and he's a widely respected career prosecutor, political bias such as it was did not affect the decision to launch the investigation of the Trump campaign and Russia, and so it was not tainted, and lots of people had predicted it would be otherwise. So there was stuff for both sides to cherry pick. By the way, and I'm sure you talked about this yesterday, during that 42-minute opening statement by Lindsey Graham, the first Republican hearing, the major Republican hearing on this after all those Democratic hearings, CNN just blew it off.
I heard.
CNN didn't cover Lindsey Graham's 42-minute statement or the 8-minute statement by ranking Democrat Dianne Feinstein after covering every minute of the Adam Schiff hearings and the Jerry Nadler hearings. That sends a message that it's putting a thumb on the scale, and it's, at least on my Twitter feed, blew up when I criticized CNN about that.
And you as a media critic, you also noted that at night, we stuck with our primetime programming, fairly dipped in and out of it. Now, I personally, as a viewer, it helped me prepare for this show and tomorrow and the morning show. Number two is they literally are saying the same exact things over and over again as they so-called are in the markup phase. So I'm glad we made that opinion, but I guess that's the criticism Fox will receive, right?
Well, I don't think that Fox is the only one. I saw other cable networks dipping in and out because this has gone on forever. It's not a debate. It's so repetitive at this point. I'm not saying, you know, you have obviously have to have some scheduled time to talk about this before you have the actual vote. But, I mean, I can tell you now what Doug Collins is going to say. I can tell you what Nadler is going to say. I mean, all of these people, they are recycling their own talking points. It has gone on and on and on. It was still going on like 8 o'clock last night. When I woke up this morning, I turned on TV. It's going on. I'm not even sure. These guys went home. So I do this for a living, and I'm fascinated by politics and media, and impeachment is a rare thing, probably getting less rare in American politics. And I'm sick of it. So I can imagine that a lot of the public has simply tuned out of this particularly Beltway political theater.
Well, I want to bring you to how when you see the Horowitz report and you see how electric it is, Horowitz has no political agenda. He delivers everything monotone. But the facts are the facts about his year-long investigation. And John Dorm should be even more aggressive. But I was struck by the fact that even on other networks, they were noticing problems with the way the FBI did this. Cut 21.
Let's be crystal clear here. The IG did find some alarming instances of FBI misconduct. This part is damning. Why were you misleading the foreign intelligence? Why was that not reported up the chain of command? That is a very legitimate beef. It is striking.
There were very clear mistakes made by the FBI, and a particular point was something that is pretty egregious, which is the altering of a document to not inform the court and to not inform others that Carter Page was actually also at times a confidential source of the CIA.
So they had to report it. And they didn't say, well, you know, even though this could might benefit the president, who said these guys had it in for me, they were still so overwhelmed by what Horowitz presented, they had to report it. And Howie, this is what I think. Democrats can report it and not be or other networks can report it. And not like impeachment where you're not going on Republican or Democrat. The Democrats should be just as outraged technically as Republicans that this was going on. Don't you think they could do this in a nonpartisan way?
In theory, yes. In the current state of polarized Washington, no. But I am seeing there are some stories in a couple of the major papers today about these FBI abuses, all the mistakes that were made. This wasn't just sloppiness. I mean, some of this is really serious stuff. Because traditionally, liberal-leaning media, not to mention Democrats, have been among the fiercest critics of FBI abuses and excesses. You know, going back to Martin Luther King, going back to J. Edgar Hoover. It's almost like a role reversal. But I do think in the initial hour, the Democrats were so focused on the fact that Horowitz didn't find, you know, that Comey, that McCabe, that even Strzok and Page, you know, had botched the investigation of Russia because of their personal political bias. And obviously some of them did not like Trump. That's eminently clear. But now that the dust has settled a little bit, the clips that you played and some of the stories that I'm seeing, is an acknowledgement. You can't whitewash this thing. It's 434 pages. A lot of it is about how the FBI screwed up. And so now there's some more serious attempt to come to grips with it.
Yeah, just real interesting. You know what's getting overwhelmed? The Democratic nominee, the race to get the nomination, the debates is about to come. Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, this I said when Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, had resisted the more liberal members of her caucus for many, many months before deciding to go for impeachment, that this would be the price that she would pay, that the impeachment would dominate the news, that you know, whatever, I mean, you know, Biden still gets the news somewhat, but, you know, the whatever Pete Buttigieg does or Bernie, whatever, I mean, it's, you know, it's on page 19. It's completely sucked all the media oxygen away from that, and that will continue for the next several weeks and even into the Senate trial, and that's the price that the Democrats are paying for pursuing an impeachment that they knew, A, was party line and therefore would continue to divide the country, and B, was not going to end with Trump being removed from office.
I make a prediction. I don't have all the guests for Sunday, but Chris Wallace with James Comey, I'm pretty sure that's going to be explosive.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm glad that Comey, you know, rather than just doing MSNBC or whatever, has agreed to go on Fox News Sunday.
Howie Kurtz, we'll watch you at 11 a.m. Eastern time until 12 or until you decide your show's over.
I would go a couple of hours if they'd let me.
I know you would. A Media Buzz, the name of it. You could see him on Sundays at 11. Howie, thanks so much.
Good to talk to you, Brian.
You got it. Listen, when we come back, I'll be finishing up with some calls to find out if there's more to know. Some economic numbers to relay that affect you. The USMCA, it looks like it's going to be delayed until the new year because Mitch McConnell said it's in your face, Speaker Pelosi. We'll vote on this after you're done with your little impeachment trial, and even though they've agreed to the terms. And number two, the President of the United States, it says we're getting close on a China deal, and they're thinking about suspending the December 15th tariff increase and halving the tariffs that are out there now. The markets responded positively. They were up close to 300 points. Now it's about 150, but all good. This is a wild, wild week. Thursday edition, Brian Kilmeade Show. Calls next.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-807-8216 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-807-8216. 800-807-8216. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-807-8216.
from ooh to
aww.
Whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, spread more joy with holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And now you can get up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Discover cards in the latest trends or fill a calendar with your favorite photos. So make more merry at Vistaprint.com with up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars, plus great deals on photo gifts. Just enter code HOLIDAY50 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, code HOLIDAY50.
This is a commercial announcement. Nancy Pelosi wants to steamroll impeachment, but polls show support for it is dropping. Now you can vote in Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577. And vote immediately in the Newsmax impeachment poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media. Let your voice be heard. Text the word ROCK to 95577. And remember, watch Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And I'm also welcoming the opportunity to challenge this president's military chest thumping. This president, thinking that it's somehow pro-military to overthrow military justice in order to benefit a war criminal, I'm happy to talk about and debate the fact that I was packing my bags for Afghanistan while he was working on season 7 of Celebrity Apprentice.
Wow, that's fantastic. You're a tough guy. Mayor Pete, doing a bad job in South Bend, wants to keep that momentum going and run the country. He's a tough guy. Give me a second to compose myself. Hey, just real quick before I get to the phone calls, I got a couple of places I'm going to be this weekend. If you can't see me in person, get Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, go to BrianKilmeade.com. It'll go to my local bookstore on Long Island, and I'll show up. I'm going to be going there Monday night, and I'll be able to personalize and get it out for the holidays. I'll be at the Woodlands right outside Houston. That'll be Saturday at 1 o'clock, Barnes & Noble there. Then in Lilburn, Georgia, on Sunday at the Walmart. You saw that. You're here with WSB. Is doing some great things there with Clark Howard. I'll be there signing those books for a great cause. And then in Lawrenceville, Georgia, a little bit later at 1 o'clock at Books A Million. And then doing something cool in January I'll be at Westbury, New York. For those WRCN listeners and WABC listeners, I'll be at the Space at the Westbury Theater. It's a really cool place, doing a Fox Nation live stage series called America Great from the Start. Talk about all my books, talk about the country, talk about Trump, talk about Fox, everything. But it's live, unscripted. It's a cool show, and I hope you go down and get tickets. We are throwing in George Washington's Mass Market for free with all the tickets sold. That'll be Saturday, January 25th. Let's go out to John, listening in Houston, Texas, where I'll be on Saturday. Hey, John.
Hello, Brian. I'm a ex-fellow New Yorker. I grew up in an old neighborhood right there by the American Stock Exchange. I'm an immigrant, a legal one. And I am really concerned about our nation. I have seen what totalitarian government is, and we're going through the roots of starting it up here. And we hear McConnell and Graham talking such a wonderful game, what they're going to do, how they're going to beat on the Democrats. They let them throw cow flop all over our president.
Well, thanks, John. I don't think Graham is throwing anything on the president. I think that he's got his best interests in mind. He calls him out when he feels he can't agree, but he likes him, and they trust each other. Gary, listen, on WNDB in Daytona, Florida. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Brian. I was just going to comment. I was hoping that a couple of them, I was hoping that yesterday at some point during the testimony, either Lindsey Graham or somebody else would have asked the IG what his definition would have been of bias, to see what he would have said, that his legal definition, any type of definition of what he thought bias would have meant.
I know. You'd have to say in writing, I am screwing up this investigation because I don't like Donald Trump. Because it's, I know what you're saying. Horowitz almost answered every question as if he saw the bias, but since he couldn't prove the bias, he didn't say it. And he didn't challenge anything international. Never talked about Downer, never talked to Downer, period. Never talked to Joseph Mifsud, never talked to him, period. Stephen Halper, the American who works for the FBI, never talked to him. We'll get that with Durham. Good point, though. Chad, listening in FM News Talk 97.1 St. Louis. Hey, Chad.
Hey, how you doing, Brian? We need to kind of educate the American public that, you know, they think they're stuck with your congressmen and your senators for life. You're not. You can still impeach them. Yes, you have to lean on your own representative in your own area. That needs to be brought back out because people just don't understand it.
I don't know about impeach, but vote them out. We got an election in November. Give these candidates a good look. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State.